If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. We are live after Northwestern football, so appreciate everybody tuning in. We're jumping right into it here, everybody, so let's just jump and jump and jump and jump.
No cold open?
No cold opening, nothing, because that's the way we do it, Steve. Come on. We're flying without a net. This is what happens when we go on after Northwestern football. Ray Kaplan. You've got a lot of things going on. You've been dying to come on. Every time we have you on, something comes up. You get sick. You go out of town. Something's going on. What are we talking about today on today's show?
So there's a lot going on with student loans right now. There's litigation that's frozen everybody's income-driven repayment plan. So you got 8 million borrowers that are currently in forbearance waiting to see what their payments are going to look like. So those people had their payments cut in half. So now it's a question of, are your payments going to stay low or are they going to increase? And there's some Biden administration executive orders that are also included in that SAVE plan injunction that's on hold. And there's a hearing coming up October 24th. So we should know a little bit more about where it's headed. And then we'll also talk about pre-college planning, how to pay for college, and stuff like that.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
312-294-8989.
All right. We got Sergio next to you from King County Teachers Credit Union. How are you, Sergio?
I'm doing well, David. Yourself?
Good, buddy. What I've got some interesting information here. Big drop in credit card debt is one headline. Map shows where the worst credit card debt is in the United States is another headline. And then lo and behold here, this week in credit card news, 37% of cardholders are maxed out on their available credit. So I thought that was interesting. We'll get into it in the mailbag segment coming up here after the break. But we probably send over via email introduction 20 to 50, depending on the week. Right. Listeners securing HELOCs to pay off debt. I sent one over yesterday, which we'll talk about in the mailbag. Been working on their credit. He was in the low fives, got it up to the low sixes. She was in the mid fives, got it up to the mid sixes. Good. Home paid off, $420,000 loan. And they're just looking for $50,000 to consolidate all their debt and get a lower payment and enhance their credit. And that's what you guys can. $75,000 combined income. So all the variables are there. But there's on the traditional lending side, there's really not many options for them unless they want to just do a refinance for $50,000, and that's a little mashuggy. Okay, you know, with me, it doesn't make any sense. So that's the sort of things that you guys shine and the strengths, as well as car loans. I was on with Lisa Dent. Somebody texted in during the end of the segment, hey, I've got a 9.8% car loan. Do you think it's a good time to put it on a HELOC? I'm like, oh, yeah, hello. Yeah. It's a great time.
So rates are going down, so yeah.
So those are the things that you do. What are you going to be covering during the show?
So today we're going to talk about, you know, people are seeing that rates are starting to go down. They want to know, is it a good time to refinance debt? And I think it is, right? It's really about doing the math and making sure that you can put yourself in a better situation and make sure you have cash flow, right? And the things that you need to do to get out of debt and increase your credit score.
I will put it like this. There is never a bad time to get out of debt.
Oh, absolutely.
If you could take one of the postcards I got here, my thank you cards that I write and bring in here so I remember who I talk to, because I want our listeners to understand that we actually do help when you call. We had a listener this morning. I was driving in, heard last week's show, wanted to know David Haas's name because her 90-year-old mother could benefit from that surface grinding stuff they put down to make it less slippery for her 90-year-old mother. So I'll read that email coming up during the mailbag segment. So if our listeners want to reach out to you to get debt consolidation options, home equity loan options, home equity line of credit options, car loans, building credit through secured credit cards and secured loans and unsecured lines of credit to make purchases, what's the best way to reach out to you guys?
Best way is 888-741-3344 or visit kctcu.org.
All right. We have Adam. Adam, your last name?
Adam Katz.
All right, Adam Katz.
K-A-T-Z.
K-A-T-Z. I should know that.
Yes.
Sounds like it should be. He's a member of my tribe.
Michigan.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, Adam Katz, it should be pretty easy to understand. You work with, it's your first time here, so thank you for
having me.
Schlepping in from, we'll see if that's how you feel another 3 hours and 15 minutes. For coming in, you're based out of DeKalb Sycamore.
Sycamore, your old stomping grounds.
Yep.
Yes.
Home of Northern Illinois University.
Yes.
Harvard of the Midwest, Steve. I know you went to Loyola. But, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. the coating, you do something interesting. I have coating. When we built our house, we put the speckled floor in there, and it's phenomenal.
Yes.
And we've been trying to get a specialist on here, a company that does that work, because I love it. I think it's fantastic.
They are great.
Can you talk more about that?
Sure. So we install a polyaspartic coating. A lot of people are familiar with epoxies. The more progressive flooring companies now are moving to these polyaspartics. We can install them faster. You can be back on them faster, longer live. Typical install, we're in and out in a day.
Wow.
Walking on that floor in 12 hours, heavy items in 24, cars in 48. And to your point, once people get these coatings, they love them, and they always say, gosh, I wish I would have done it sooner.
Yeah. So. They clean up easy. We had, we got some service done on my wife's car. They unfortunately didn't put the oil plug on as tight as they should. And we found out by having a oil spill.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. So we went out, got the stuff that you put on the vomit when you were in grade school. The sand dust. That oil absorption, which is phenomenal. It was unbelievable. Took it right up, sprayed it off, nothing.
It's incredible.
It's absolutely amazing. I thought they'd have to come out and do a power wash and everything.
Right.
The guy called back, the service manager, like, hey, man, we want to come out and send out a crew. They're totally cool, right? It's a mistake, whatever. And I'm like, dude, it's gone, right? I put that oil grab, that oil dry stuff.
Yep.
I had to go out, probably took four bags of it, but whatever. And he's like, well, let me repay. I'm like, just tighten up everybody's thing. I think I could cover four bags of oil dry. but the floor was phenomenal.
They're great. They're 100% antimicrobial, 100% UV stable.
Yeah.
So salts, oils, chemicals, wipe them right up, wash them right out. They don't yellow. And, all of our guys work for us, so you're going to get a phenomenal product, all made up in Wisconsin, USA made. Okay. So,
You guys go from DeKalb, an hour west of DeKalb.
We'll go about an hour and a half from home base.
Okay.
So, up into Wisconsin. We'll come here to
Beloit.
Chicago.
You'll go to Beloit.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You go to Lake Geneva.
Janesville, Dixon, down to Joliet. So we cover a nice big range.
All right. Phone number, our website, if our listeners want more information.
IntegrityConcreteCoatings.com. Okay. And our website's full of information about who we are and product and really nice website.
All right. We can't keep them off the radio, Ray Kaplan. Stephen A. Leahy. Is back.
I am back.
Week number two.
I have an attorney. I don't know if you know this, but I am an attorney. But he uses a lot of big words. Kind of reminds me of Mr. Floor.
Microbial.
That's right.
That's a big word.
That's a very big word.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Sounds good. I mean, he talks you.
I think he does know what he's talking about. That's the scary part. He
throws out like six syllable words, and you're like, wow, I can hang out with this guy.
Fight back now.
So you are here in a supporting role as the co-host because Jeremy wasn't schlepping down. He had family obligations, wasn't coming down. And I was listening last week, and I just want to let you know that I did text in when I heard you talking and said, Wendy, there's a button on there.
You'll never find it's as long as you live.
Wendy was saying, you got a good voice.
You got a great voice.
Now, this week, not so much.
Not so much. So we were talking on the way down that my wife went back to work. And she's working part-time. She's a physical therapist. She kept up her license. And she's going to be doing, I don't know, 10, 15 hours a week, 20 hours a week, 2 days, taking care of some patients. And I asked you, should I set her up as a 1099 employee under her name, or should I run it under the company that I have in the real estate business that I run when I have investment properties, or I have investment properties? Should I just put it under there? And what was the answer that you gave me?
I always tell people, if you're a 1099, contractor, you're better off to get to start some sort of company and run it through. I'm always one to try to get your business expenses off your personal tax return because they get too scrutinized then. I've seen people who have legitimate deductions from their business get when they get audited, they're disallowed, and I have to fight like crazy to get them in. But these are legitimate deductions. So I always want you to if you're going to be in business, and that's a 1099, you're in business for yourself. Treat it like a business, right? Put it into get its own bank account, get its own, you know, track everything, and then you get the deductions that you're entitled to.
Well, she's going through continuing ed right now to take on to get to learn about a new.
That's a deduction.
I know. Well, that's
I understand.
Well, that's why I'm bringing it up. She took a special class. Lymphatic draining. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I just
it's
heard
all the rage right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I heard about it 3 weeks ago when she went to the last class.
I just heard about it.
Yeah,
can you tell us what that is?
It's like massaging certain areas of your body, and your lymphatic drainage happens and it makes you. Do things. I don't know.
I don't think David.
Not a very good explanation.
I don't think David took the class.
It's supposed to stimulate things on the inside of your body to make you exfoliate waste. Okay. So when she did it to me, because I was her test dummy, right? Because I'm perfect for that. And I told her like a couple hours later, it worked. Okay. I'm like telling you. I'm like, I don't know what you did, but I drained.
Well,
so.
Women like it too because it apparently makes you less puffy or swollen. So it's kind of like getting rid of like
toxins.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Extra water that you might be holding on to and things.
It's
like
unbelievable.
That.
And it's the hottest thing around.
I don't know what I would have left if I got rid of all the toxins.
Well, no, I know you'd be an empty vessel. Well, take about 17 weeks to detoxify you, and I don't think she's touching you. I'm just telling you that right now. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So I was asking Steve about the allowable deductions. You know, she's going to have to go get books and tapes and learn about this stuff. So the $600, $800, $900 for the two classes she took, and all the other deductions that we could take, whatever they are, I don't know. So thank you for that. That was a learning experience.
I'll get a bill in the mail to you.
Yeah, it made that hour and a half drive down about 80 minutes less boring. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got about 4 minutes before the break here. So tell you what, Benny, let's drop the. We're going to do a pre-mailbag segment, and then we'll do a post-start. Have you got it, or do you need time for that? All right, well, tell you what. We'll just do this. 37%, we'll do the mailbag coming after the break. This week, Sergio, ready for this?
Yeah.
Well, you're a BK attorney. You're a BK attorney, and this is important to you because people have to pay for their floor coatings. This week in credit card news, 37% of cardholders are maxed out on their available credit. Many are using more of their available credit now. Nearly 2 in 5 credit card holders, say that 10 times fast, 37% have maxed out or come close to maxing out credit cards since the Federal Reserve began raising rates in March of 2022, according to a new report by Bankrate.com. And now, according to CNN, Americans haven't been this worried about making their credit card payments since the pandemic. They are concerned about missing the minimum debt payment since April of 2020. It's the highest since April of 2020. We all know that the pandemic hit the beaches full force in March of 2020. The New York Fed, who monitors all this for the Federal Reserve, September 2024 survey of consumer expectations showed that the average perceived probability of missing a minimum payment due during the next 3 months increased for the fourth consecutive month to 14.2% of Americans think they're going to miss credit card payment in the next 90 days. Outside of the pandemic, that's the highest delinquency expectation reading since in the monthly survey since January of 2017. So just take a step back. We have Halloween, which everybody goes and blows their absolute credit brains out. Then you roll into Thanksgiving, which is another heavy family-oriented holiday where everybody loads up to make sure that they have enough food. And then you go into Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and Christmas, and here comes the freight train. So if you think you're going to miss Now, that's kind of a scary topic. 37%. You want to just comment on that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's important. People always think, you know, especially with inflationary prices, they need to make their dollar stretch a little bit more. So they put on their credit card thinking that they're going to be able to make that payment. The issue is, as a revolving open line is, if you're making the minimum payment, you're never really going to be touching that balance, right?
Right.
So, you know, that's one of the things that we do with debt consolidation is get people into a close-end loan when it's a fixed payment for a fixed period of time. And you know you're going to actually tackle that debt. Whereas a credit card, you might be able to have to add more purchases on there. You need something to do it, and it's just a slippery slope, right? You get yourself into trouble. So,
I thought this was interesting, too, because I like to read, Steve. I know
it makes great radio.
I know that sound or no, this information.
No, you're reading.
Me reading.
Yeah,
I know.
That's great radio.
There are parents out there going, kids, please don't sound like this when you're 57 years old. Top five states for worst credit card debt were as follows. Guess, Steve.
Illinois.
No.
Oh, well, why would you bring it up?
Sergio, just stay in your lane.
California.
No. Ray, what's your guess?
Texas.
Who? One of them? One of the five? Adam?
I was going to go with California.
Nope.
Florida?
Nope. Okay. So, Ray.
She's a smart one.
Smart one here. Okay. So, before we hit the break here, top five states for the worst credit card debt were as follows. Mississippi, number one. Georgia, number two. Louisiana, number three. Alabama, number four. And Texas, number five.
I see a thread there.
Yes. Southern residents faced higher debt balances on average and also were more likely to have payments overdue by 30 or more days. You know what else is ironic? We are licensed in every one of those states.
It's a slower lifestyle down there.
It's a slower lifestyle, you know? So they got nothing to do but spend money they don't have on crap they don't need. All right, we're going to take a quick
Washington, D.C.
No, here we go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Home to Home Chicago at 720-312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, take the floor line. We'll be back with the full show after these messages.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates, Sergio Rodriguez from KCT Credit Union, Adam Katz from Integrity Concrete Coatings, and Mr. Floor Igor Morak. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, that's the official opening of the show. Kind of went into a cold opening, as they call it here on radio, after Northwestern football. 312-981-7200, MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line.
The fun now begins.
The fun now begins. Three, we got an extra bonus 20 minutes. We appreciate that. 312-981-7200, going to 6 o'clock tonight. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. In this segment right now is the mailbag sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing. Hit it, Benny.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
Now it's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag.
Sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbers that I will allow in my home and that I trust to handle my pipes. So this morning, we got an email from Mary, who is an avid listener of the show. Sent me an email. I was listening to your show a few months ago when Wendy was covering for you. There was a sponsor on that day that said that they had a product to put on the bottom of the shower to prevent slippage. My mother is 90 years old and has a combo bathtub and shower. We would like to eliminate the tub, install a non-slip bottom to the floor, and replace the shower door. A little combo action there, huh? Can you please provide me the contact information? Thank you so much. Really love your show and learned so much. So thank you, Mary, for the email. I called Mary, left her a message, let her know that David Hotz at Miracle Method was the gentleman that she heard with Wendy when I wasn't on for whatever reason, and Wendy filled in like she did last week. So David will go in. They will cut a hole in the bathtub. They will then put a transition so her 90-year-old mother can just step over maybe a 2 or 3 inch high step opening instead of a 26 or 28 inch bathtub, which is a lot safer, and then put some type of coating that Dave has, and Miracle Method has, a proprietary coating they have, to make the bottom a little grainier to gain a little more traction. You like that, Steve? Maybe after seeing your face, maybe you should get that going in your door. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So appreciate Mary. That came in this morning. I gave her a call. Mark this is the gentleman we're talking about. Okay, Mark from a western suburb was having nothing but credit challenges. I've been working with Mark and his wife probably for 18 months. They were both in the low mid 400s, had some challenges, both fully employed. They didn't take out a line of credit when their credit was good to have for an emergency purpose. So what happened? Loaded up their credit cards and had to destroy their credit at the same time. Missed a couple of payments. They had a line of credit there. They were able to write a check to get themselves through the bad weather. So Mark and his wife have busted their tail, Sergio.
Good.
They live in a $425,000 home in the western suburbs, free and clear. They have two solid jobs. He's worked his way up from the low high fours, low fives to a low 600 credit score. She's worked her way up from the fours and fives to a 640 credit score. So they're looking for about a $50,000 loan, which you guys can do, will do, hopefully, and get them in a situation. So in 6 months, when their credit scores are in the 680s to 700s, as Stephen Leahy pointed out to me and reminded me, thank you for the reminder, then they could go back and take out a line of credit to pay off that loan and be save even more money. So
and
that's
have
what,
that line in case something happens down the road,
that's
right?
What we do here. That's what we do here.
I had a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So is there any how does age factor into my clients ask me this, and I don't really know the answer. If they're retired already, they're no longer working, but they have good income and they have a lot of equity in their home, mm-hmm. is the fact that they're older and retired going to hinder them from taking
not at all.
Home equity?
Fair housing laws, you can't discriminate against everything that you can't be discriminated against, including
age,
sex, religion, disability, sexual preference, you know, whatever it is. You can't be discriminated. I use this example. We had a 93-year-old guy wanted to buy a home or something. He's like, I want a 10-year fixed loan. I'm like, why do you want a 10-year fixed loan? Tie yourself up in such a high brain. He's like, I don't think I'm going to live that long. I'm like, sir, God bless it. You made it 93 years. If you qualify, you have good credit, you have good income and enough for a down payment to buy this new home that you want to buy that's a lot more compatible. He's going from 2-3 stories, basement, everything, to a ranch. We can put you into a 30-year fixed loan, keep those payments. He's like, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's great to know.
People didn't. A lot of our listeners don't know.
Most people don't know that, yeah.
Can't get discriminated against. So a 103-year-old person, if they qualified, can get a 30-year fixed loan.
Okay.
Can't get turned down.
I knew that. I knew that. But you know why I knew that? Because I listened to this show.
Yeah. And there are some people that we
no offense.
I do too. But I still missed it somehow.
So that's Steve's way of saying you got to listen to the show more, Ray. Okay.
I wasn't taking a shot at Ray.
Well, it seemed like you did.
Well,
I'm here to defend Ray.
That's what my wife always says when we talk about it. You know, I learned that on David's show. Listen to David's show.
Yeah. And when you're bleeding going down, she will have cut you and you won't even know you've been cut. All right. And last but not least, before we go to the break, received a call. I was on with Lisa Dent this past Thursday. I gave four tips for listeners going into the divorce season, because divorce and bankruptcy season's January 1st, and we're 10 weeks away from that. So I'm like, number one, freeze your credit to make sure that your spouse can't open up any credit. Keep an eye on the credit cards that and the debt that you have to make sure it's being paid on time. If you're on the loan, you've got access to that account. Number three, I forgot what number three was, but number three was gosh dang it, I forgot what number three was. But if you wanted to keep your mortgage, you could keep your mortgage. You didn't have to refinance out of the mortgage. You could keep it. A lot of divorce attorneys say you got to refinance. You don't. Number four is you have to have income from separation, spousal agreement, or child support for 3 months to get a Fannie Freddie loan and 6 months to get an FHA loan. So I received a call from a nice lady down in Bourbonnais. Mm-hmm. She's going through a divorce. She needs to tap out the equity of her home, do an equity payout. She went to three different banks in her area. All of them turned her down. Her current bank that she's got a line of credit with says you're gonna have to sell your house and move in with your mom. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I'm like, you're self-employed. Yes, I'm self-employed. I'm like, what do you got going through your business every single month in business receipts and deposits? I'm depositing $20,000 a month. I'm like, okay, here's what we're gonna do. Tell the banker that you've got your business with that you're going to leave him because he's a horrible banker until you sell your home. We're going to do a bank statement loan. You're going to give me 12 months worth of business bank statements. We're going to take out a $130,000 loan to satisfy your $75,000 HELOC and pay off your soon-to-be ex-spouse's equity portion, and you're going to be fine. I'm like, the rate's going to be a little higher. She's like, I don't care. I don't want to lose my house and move in with my mom. There you go.
There you go.
It just absolutely frosts me. This guy's like, sell your house, move in with your mom.
Yeah, there are a lot of people out there giving just terrible advice. I talked to a lady recently, and she was given bad advice to pay off her federal student loan. Somebody actually advised her to put it on a credit card.
Oh, genius.
And pay off her federal loan when she was actually eligible for forgiveness in a couple years. So, yeah, you have to be careful.
Yeah, that's like a heart surgeon saying taking cyanide instead of aspirin in order if you have a little heart palpitation. Kids, don't follow any medical experience, any recommendations you hear from me on the station. All right, we're going to take a quick break. That segment, the mailbag segment, was sponsored by the fine people at Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumber that I will allow in my home and that I trust to fix my pipes. We're going to take a quick break, come back with Ray Kaplan after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ran into Ray in the hallway when I got here, and Ray's like, oh God, so happy I'm here. She's like, I just rolled out of bed, as if she's going for a centerfold cover shot here.
Right?
Oh my God. I just threw out to my liner. I can't believe I'm glad I'm here.
If we could all throw ourselves together that way.
I'm going to start wearing eyeliner.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. It'd have to be the waterproof kind, Steve, because you know I cry a lot. And I don't like the black streaks coming down my face.
Cry, baby.
I know. 312-981-7200. MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. Lots going on with student loans. Lots always going on with student loans. They're being canceled. They're being forgiven. They're on hold. They're on forbearance. You don't have to pay them. Da, blah, blah, blah.
I know. It's like legal whiplash, especially lately. There's 8 million borrowers who are in forbearance right now because they were enrolled in the SAVE plan, which honestly is a great payment plan. This is one where I told you guys that if you had payments that were $1,000 a month, very likely those were reduced to $500 a month. And there was 100% interest subsidy, so you could stay in that SAVE payment plan for 20 years or 25 years. Remember, at the end, you get your loans forgiven.
Yep.
And any interest that accrued would be waived by the Department of Ed, which would mean that effectively it turned your loan into a 0% interest loan. So this is the SAVE plan under the Biden administration, and millions of people enrolled. A lot of our clients, we enrolled them, and then, bam, we got that injunction from the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. And so we're waiting for this to kind of unwind itself in the court. So the question right now for a lot of people is, do I stay in forbearance or do I switch into a different payment plan? And the way you determine that, and of course we can help people figure this out, is if you want to go for some kind of forgiveness, you got to be in the right type of payment plan. So we can switch you into that payment plan. There are a lot of issues then as to whether or not you can qualify for a payment plan. And so we have to look at your income and just do the calculation, make sure we can get you in that plan. And that way, those payments count towards getting your loans forgiven. You can always stay in the forbearance. No interest is accruing right now. So it's an interest-free forbearance. So it's basically a break from making your payments.
Isn't it true, yes or no, that the loans that the Biden administration are forgiving would have been forgiven if the loan holders, right? Is that the right name for it? Yeah, the people that took out the loan had applied for the consolidation to, if they were work for the federal government for 10 years or work for a 501c3 organization.
Right. That's part of it. So they were forgiving loans for a lot of people who qualified for forgiveness but didn't know it, didn't fill out the right paperwork. And that's really what we do, is we take a look at your situation and see, okay, do you qualify for some kind of forgiveness and how do we get you on that path and hopefully get your loans forgiven or lowered monthly payments. But a lot of people that got their loans forgiven, because it's in the billions now of loan forgiveness, already qualified for loan forgiveness, but just didn't know that they qualified. Maybe they were a veteran or they were disabled.
Sure.
If you're retired and you've got some kind of disability, you're eligible to have your loans forgiven. And that's a life-changing thing. If you've got $200,000 in federal student loans and you're retired, I talk to people every day who are very afraid of, okay, I'm going to retire next year. My payment's going to be $2,000 a month and I can't afford it. What do I do? And what we can do is take a look and see, can we get these loans forgiven? Very often, you can. You just have to know how to do it, how to access it.
But I just want to stress that again. Okay, this isn't a Republican or a Democrat 2 weeks before the election BS, so stop yourself with the text messages. Because I always, it's not fair. These folks have been paying on those loans for a minimum of 10 years in order to get them forgiven. And they would have been forgiven if they filed the right paperwork
right.
to request that they get forgiven, because they had qualified under the statute
right.
that was written in the early 70s and passed and signed by both Republicans and Democrats in both the Senate, the House, and the President.
That's right. So there have been a number of pathways to forgiveness. And like public sector loan forgiveness was first signed into law in 2007. I think that was W. Bush. And so that was public service loan forgiveness. And there's all kinds of other forgiveness provisions. But most people pay back more than what they borrowed on their loans. It's the interest that accrues over years and years. And interest starts to accrue as soon as the loans are dispersed. So a lot of people don't know that, and they're very shocked when they come out of school. They have a higher loan balance. But the nice thing is there are really good repayment plans available. You just have to know what you're doing, not choose the wrong one. Because if you choose the wrong one, if you owe $100,000, you may wind up paying back $300,000.
You know why they're shocked? Because when you take out a $100,000 mortgage, right on the statement, it shows that your total payments are going to be, pulling this out of my rear end, $175,000.
Right.
And when you take out a car loan, it says you're borrowing $35,000 for a car.
The TILA.
Your Truth in Lending Act, right?
Right.
You know, you're going to be paying back the $25,000 car, the $29,542, whatever it is.
Right.
Okay? And the another difference is that when somebody comes to me for a mortgage or goes to Sergio and his team for a car loan or whatever type of loan, they are of responsible age. They are typically working. They typically have been out of college or have been in the working force and making money and qualify for the loan that they actually can pay back.
So what's your point?
My point is, when you take out a student loan, you're giving somebody typically
18,
40 to 50, sometimes 60 to $70,000 a year.
Yeah, but they're an adult.
18, they can't even brush their teeth and shave and wipe their rear end and wash their hands.
They can sign a contract, get married, go to the military.
Okay, at 18, they don't know if most of the 18-year-olds that are going into college as a freshman. Okay, they're going in to be an accountant. Okay, then they pivot and go to be social workers. They're going to be social. I'll take my daughter. She wanted to be a special ed teacher. Guess what? At camp, she was a helper for a special ed. Somebody with autism. She had to bathe this young woman. She had had a dress and to feed. After summer, I'm glad she did it. After 8 weeks, she's like, "Dad, Mom, this isn't for me." I'm like, "Okay. I'm glad you did it when you were 18 at camp."
Right.
Okay, but she was 18. We've been saving money for the past 18 years to send her, so she doesn't have any student loans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A lot of folks out there don't have parents who have been saving for the past 18 years.
Right.
So my whole point is that there is a breakdown in the system to give that much money and load these poor bastards up. So
I have to disagree with you a little bit.
I know you always do.
Just because these are adults. At some point, society has to draw a line and say, at this age, you're an adult. You have freedom to contract. You can read the contract. You can consult with an attorney. You consult with a parent and find out what exactly am I on the hook for. I understand what you're saying. The reality is that a lot of kids don't. They don't really get it. So
I've got 30 seconds before the end, before we got hit a break. When you take out a mortgage, you have to show an ability to repay. When you take out a car loan, Sergio and his team are not going to give you a car loan unless you have a job and good credit, enough credit and ability to repay.
Those are collateralized loans, so it's different.
I fully understand. So you're giving an 18-year-old an unsecured, uncollateralized loan for $250,000 for something they don't know. I'm just saying there's a gigantic hole in the system, and to saddle these poor kids and their parent.
No, you're talking crazy now, because we want people to go to college to be
educated. I want people to go to college. I don't want them to be saddled.
Maybe go to trade school.
100%. I love trade school. Okay. I think trade school should be, guess what? You go to trade school, you go to any union right now, and they'll train you for free. Because they're dying to have people,
okay.
Right? Red Stripers will love it.
They need loans to be able to go to school. And I'm not saying you should rely completely on loans, because
we gotta hit a break
educate
or
people
gonna
about
give you
scholarships.
All that.
Right. I'm sorry. Okay. Right.
Yeah. We'll pick it up later on the show. Sergio is going to be talking about car loans and why he doesn't agree with you after these messages. 312-981-7200. You got an attorney there, and she's good, so get ready. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Tell you what, Being in Dean Richards' presence is something, but being at an ice show with him is life-altering. I just want to throw that out there. Not that I ever have, but I'm going to put my name into that contest. Hopefully I can win that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. A couple of textures real quick. Just sorry I missed Wendy Snyder last week. Thank you for calling me that she was going to be the host. So she does a great job. It's a real radio host hosting this show instead of a make-believe one like me. And we've got, this is a good one, Taxi Driver Bob. He's putting his name in the mix here. If you're interested and ever need a Yiddish translator for the show, Taxi Driver Bob is raising his steering wheel for the show. He's putting himself out there. So thank you, Taxi Driver Bob. I've got a great story about Joe Hogel, which I will talk about later in the show about a taxi driver, but we're going to get to Sergio first. Taxi Driver Bob, Shabbat Shalom. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. The amount of debt that we mentioned, 37% of Americans, according to Bankrate.com, which is a pretty reputable website. They've been around for a long time. Two out of five, 37%, fully maxed out on their credit card. We get calls every day from listeners. I can't take it any longer. Rates have finally dropped. I'm ready to go. And let me tell you something. That extra half a point, you would have been better calling 6-8 months ago when you were maxed out too. Talk about the products that you have available for our listeners who have equity in their home, like our friend who worked their way back from the fours and the 500s to the sixes, and that hopefully you could help them completely get that leg up. What type of products do you have? I know what they are. I just want you to voice them and educate our listeners about them.
Yeah, so two of the main products we have for home equity is the home equity line of credit, you know, where it's an actual revolving line. You can go ahead and borrow up to 85% loan to value of your home. And then you're able to tap that line whenever you think something happens. Like you said, you increase your credit card balance, the rates keep going up, so you're able to shift that balance to a lower rate. One of the benefits of lines of credit is they reprice every quarter. So now that we're in a lowering rate environment, that rate is actually going down. But then we also have those at, you know, fixed rate. Maybe you don't want to have a revolving line because you don't have the discipline to make sure not you're going to tap it for little things here and there, right? So a fixed rate allows you to have a closed end and a fixed payment so that in any 5, 10, 15 years, you're actually going to pay off that loan and be debt-free in terms of that loan, right? So
right.
Two and different options that people can choose, but I think they're really good because they're collateralized and it's going to cost you a little bit less, you know?
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Wendy Snyder sent the big red heart thanking me for just stating the obvious. The best time, I say this all the time. If I had a dollar for every time I said this, I wouldn't have to schlep Stephen Lee. Leahy down here, I'd get him a car service, okay? Because then cleaning the crumbs up after he gets out of the car, it's like takes like an hour and a half. The best time to get a line of credit is when you don't need a line of credit.
Right.
So the line of credit is there when you need it in the times that you never thought that you would need it.
True.
For example, you lose your job. For example, when you were counting on overtime to make it through the end of the month and your job cuts back on the overtime because they've slowed down, because the economy is slowing down. Or when you lose an income because somebody gets hurt or gets sick or has to take time off of work to take care of a family member who needs their help and they don't have disability. I could go on for 15 minutes with different scenarios that I've heard over the past 24 years. Ray shaking her head, yes. Adam shaking his head, yes. I don't know what Stephen A. Leahy's doing.
Well, shaking over there. My head,
he's
yes.
He's just shaking. I think he's coming out with pre-Parkinson's. But we all know of situations where that line of credit, especially when you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars of equity that you've built up just by getting up, brushing your teeth, showering, and going to the bathroom every day because of the COVID craziness and the housing inventory. Property values have shot up 30% in this area, in the general listening area, in the past 4 years.
Right.
You have got a ton of equity. What the heck are people doing sitting there paralyzed when they could just pull out a line of credit just like, hey, I got it. What's the annual fee? $35, $50, $75.
Actually, a lot of the fees get waived, especially if you tap that line, you know? So now we do have an inactivity fee if you don't tap the line in the first year, so.
Oh, look at that. Big banks will hit you for $75 to $100 to $125. I didn't even know that. Okay, that's another benefit to go over there and pull out a line of credit. This is where the equity portion of your home starts multiplying to get you out of trouble and be in a defensive mode. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's okay. A piece of buying.
You do bankruptcies. You see situations where people make silly mistakes that they didn't know that what they're about to do is going to severely damage themselves financially and credit wise when they've got hundreds of thousands of dollars. You got a guy right now. I can't even talk. The guy in the mailbag segment from last week that I gave to Wendy, that were in the process of looking at doing a reverse mortgage, he's got $400,000 worth of equity in his home.
And he's suffering because of all this credit card debt. It's amazing.
$85,000 worth of credit card debt. The guy brings in 75, 80 G's on paper, right? Something like that. Yep. I'm close.
Yes.
Okay. I pulled his credit, $85,000 worth of credit card debt. He's got $500,000. He's got $200,000 mortgage and $800,000 home.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
That has always confused me. So if somebody has a big equity position in their home, like $300,000 to $400,000, and they have bad credit, why does the credit outweigh the heavy equity position in their house?
Their ability to repay. The credit score and the credit profile is the indication to the next lender of that borrower's ability to repay the debt. Okay, now, Kane County Teachers Credit Union, this gentleman next to you, looks at the entire holistic profile of the borrower.
Okay.
So I'll give a perfect example. PermaSeal, a lady came to PermaSeal. She was a postal worker on the south side of Chicago. She makes 80, 90 grand a year. She had to take off 5 months to take care of her mother because she was the only daughter, only person that could take care of her mother. She had to take 5 months off of work. So prior to taking the 5 months off of work, everything was great. She took off 5 months worth of work. Everything got bad. Credit score got destroyed. She owned her home free and clear. Okay? So there was a story behind it. She could never get caught up. She took on debt. She needed 30 G's for her basement. You clearly remember this. I'm like, okay, listen. Credit score is in the 500s, but there's a reason that she could explain it out. They gave her on a $250,000 house on the southeast side of Chicago, I think a $50,000 loan to pay off all of her debt. She didn't walk away with the penny.
That's huge, because paying off that high interest debt, I mean, because you bleed money on that high interest debt.
Absolutely.
People don't realize, but yet that solves that problem. That's
and
great.
Also use the money to do a basement
renovation.
To fix the cracks that she had in her basement that was bringing in like mold and mildew and all that stuff. So PermaSeal went in there. Their short-term credit people couldn't get them financing. So she kicked them over to me. I couldn't get her a loan. So I'm like, hey, Sergio, here's the deal, right? Like, lady lives in a $250,000 home. She's got a great story. It's a horrible story. That was bad. You know, she has a story. Hey, we got somebody on line one. She has a horrible story. But it makes sense. She lost her mother, but all of her credit challenges fall into a pattern. Can you take a look at it? And sure, verified the income, checked out the story with the mother, saw prior to the mother getting sick, her taking everything was cool. She's back at work. She's trying to get caught up. They got it caught up.
Right. So it's really about taking a look at that person's individual circumstances.
Absolutely.
And she's going to have the ability to pay, but something that a different lender might not see.
Most gigantic multinational banks will see that low 600 credit score and say, thank you very much, Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Johnson. You don't qualify.
Right.
These guys don't do
that.
That
differentiates us. As a not-for-profit financial institution, we really look at the individual, right? We don't put you in a bucket. We're going to build a bucket around you to make sure we support you, so.
It's vastly different.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really important. That's
Sergio,
great.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach you?
888-741-3344 or visit kctcu.org.
We're close to $10 million of listeners that we've referred over in business that they've generated from the show. $10 million with the various loans that we've given them throughout the past 10 months. And that's been game changer.
Oh, it absolutely is.
And that's just a principal balance on the loans. We're not talking about all the interest that these individuals are saving from being able to shift that high interest rate to something more manageable.
Do you ever show? I often will show my clients, calculate it out for them, what they'll actually pay back on a certain loan at their interest rate.
We'll give them options, right? Because what's your goal? Is it cash flow? Is it that you want to get out of this loan much quicker? Do you want to be able to save an interest? So we'll educate the individual, but ultimately it's their decision to make, right? But yes, we'll do that everything and show them the true cost.
And that's huge because now they're educated on it too.
100%.
Yeah.
And they've got a dashboard where they could track their credit scores as well to see their credit scores going up. That's what it's all about. Phone number again.
888-741-3344.
Website.
KCTCU.org.
All right. Adam Katz has been sitting there patiently and quietly. Now we're going to put him on the hot seat. Notify the fire department downstairs to have the paddles ready. 312-981-7200. No pressure. 312-981-7200. Well, they're on call because they know Leahy's in today. This is Home Sonoma Chicago on 720 WGM.
I was out at a restaurant. You heard me talking about my radio show. It comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show?
Do you know who I am?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you.
People know me.
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, yes, it makes sense. Perfect. Yeah, you have a perfect physique for radio. Yes.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Steve, as you know, I work out.
Obviously.
You need to have this physique to carry the show for 3 hours, let alone 3 hours, 22 minutes. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Adam Katz, let's talk about your company. How long has it been in business? Is it your company or are you?
Yep. So I'm one of the owners.
Oh, wow. We got an owner.
My business partner and I started the company about 7 years ago.
What were you doing before that?
I was in real estate. I was a commercial real estate broker, real estate investing, and actually my business partner worked on all my properties. And he came to me with this idea of the polyera, polyaspartics, and how, you know, the industry is moving away from the epoxies now.
Yep.
So we went and sat down with the manufacturer, liked what we heard, and we started the company from zero out of my business partner's garage.
Wow.
And then subsequently moved into 2,500 square feet. Blew out of that. We're in 5,000 square feet now.
How many crews you got on the street?
We can run four trailers at a time. So we've got 11 employees or 10 employees. We're going to be hiring another guy here soon. So,
nice.
You know, there's a big need for these coatings. We're going in a winter time. The salts, the chemicals, they just eat through concrete. And so
The pitting out.
The salt.
And this just blocks all of that.
Yes. You're going to have an impermeable top coat, 100% UV stable, like I said, 100% antimicrobial. And like you said, you get a spill on it, wipe it right up, wash it right out, and you're good to go. And I guess this kind of ties in with home value. By protecting the concrete, you're going to improve the home value. Aesthetically, it looks really nice. But from a functionality perspective, that concrete's going to be protected.
Six syllables, Steve. Antimicrobial. That's very good.
Love that.
I'm
writing that down.
Yeah, that's good.
Any new experts?
We got Igor Marak on it. He's writing it down too.
You have them both on the same show. It's going to be challenging. So you take a home, let's say that's 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've had 25 winters with the car going out, with the rock salt and coming in, and the heat and the cold and all that stuff. And everybody in Chicago knows what I'm talking about that's living in a home that old. You're going to start having wear signs on that concrete, pox and holes and chips, because that's very corrosive. If you come in, do you go over that? Or how do you, what's the process of going over? Listen, a new build, you come in, the concrete's poured, everything's fine. You come in, boom, it's done. But, a aged home that's 25, 40, 50, 100 years old, how do you handle something like that?
Well, that's a great question. And it doesn't matter if the concrete's 30 or 40 years old or 30 days old. We diamond grind prep it. So we've got these big Levina grinders. They're 1,000 pounds. They're all connected to HEPA vacuums. We profile the floor, pull out any impurities. Then we use a mender and we go over all that pitting and cracking, and it bonds to the concrete, grabs onto it. Then once that's bonded and dried, we sand that down, go over that with a polyura, which is the newer systems, the quick cure systems, full flake broadcast, scrape and vacuum the flake, and then we go over that with the polyaspartic top coat, which is 100% antimicrobial, 100% UV stable.
I think he's got a bet with somebody. How many times did you go out there?
I sell a lot of these floors. It's like, you know.
Well, if you've got antimicrobial in your drinking game, you're half in the bag. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information and to download podcasts and previous shows. So you show up at 7 in the morning, okay, or 8 in the morning. Is it a one-day job? Is it a two-day job? You're coming in with the van, you know, you're pulling along the whatever with all your equipment in it. How long from the moment you unload the trailer till you pack it back up and head back to DeKalb?
That's a great question. Typically, you know, it depends on the size of the garage and how much.
Two-car garage.
A guy gets there about 8:30 in the morning, 8:30. We're wrapping up by 2 o'clock.
Come on.
And we're heading home. Our guys are super proficient, very good at what they do.
And how soon after 2 o'clock can you pull your car, truck, or
that'd be 48 hours. So
48 hours.
If he's Monday at 2 o'clock, Wednesday at 2 o'clock, you can start getting the vehicles back in. Walking on the floor in 12 hours. So
really?
If we finish at Monday at 2, Tuesday at 2 a.m., you can start walking on the floor.
That's when Steve comes home. So that's perfect. 312-981-7200. Yeah, right over Half Day Road at 201. Because I know that pizza joint, what's the name?
Rosati's.
Rosati closes at 1:50, and it takes Steve at least 11 minutes to get back home. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Financing options.
So we don't offer financing. We looked into it. It became too complicated. There are lenders that, you know, do this type of work. But
like Kane County Teachers Credit.
That's right. And I encourage people to look into doing that. But no, we don't offer it as a company.
3-2 fastball ball there for you. Base loaded right out of the park for Sergio. For listen, we got to hit a break. We got to go to news, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here. What's the best way to reach you guys? What's the website?
Website is integrityconcretecoatings.com.
Integrityconcretecoatings.com. All right, we're going to... All your text messages that came in during that segment, we will answer it on the other side of the break. That's called a tease, Steve, in radio. 312-981.
I'm learning.
I know. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and phone line. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to 6:30, Mr. Leahy. So if you want to leave early, there is a cab downstairs that you could call. It's called Uber. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
My cab is called David.
I know it is. 312-981-7200. The first time in 5 years of driving him, he's like, hey, let's meet for lunch before the show. I'll buy you a sandwich. That's why I had just eaten. But Stephen A. Leahy never offers to buy lunch, so I'm just like, I'm going to go pound down a Potbelly sandwich.
Did you go to Potbelly's?
Went to Potbelly's on Dundee and Skokie Boulevard. Yeah, we got there just in time.
I say, I would offer to pay, but David, what would David make fun of me on? I guess he'll find something else to make fun of me on.
Like those red marks on his face. 312-981-7200.
I told you not to say that.
I know, on the radio, and the people that were with you last night know what I'm talking about. 312-981-7200. Here's a texter from 773. Regarding January being divorce month, this texter suggests that the folks that are getting divorced... That's an interesting. Get a P.O. box either at the post office or at the private box business. Some currency exchange businesses have private boxes, and you could get a street address. That's Bobby D. in Lakeview East. I don't know why you would want to get a post office box unless you're trying to hide where you're going from your ex-spouse. I mean, I made the comment that you could put a freeze on your credit to Lisa, and your spouse... current spouse, soon to be ex-spouse, would not know. And she's like, well, why wouldn't you just tell him? I'm like, there are some circumstances where there's mental and physical abuse going on, and you don't want to incite the other party to, you don't want to trigger the other party to
or just make it more contentious than it has to be
than it already is, yeah. Right? In some situations, mm-hmm. Okay. So I don't understand about the post office box, but thank you for listening. We appreciate it. You're a really good person with a really good heart. Keep up the good work. That's from 630.
Was that to me?
I didn't know that my wife changed her phone number. What are the minimum requirements to be considered for a home equity line of credit, Sergio?
So it's going to be a credit score. I guess the best thing to do is you're going to have to really come in so that we can look at it. As we talked about, we look at the individual situation. We want to make sure to get you in the best option that's going to work for your circumstances.
The macro option. The entire.
You have to have an income, right? You have to have a job. You have to have steady income. We can't do more than 80%, 85% loan to value. So there has to be equity in the home for you to be able to borrow against. And then you're going to have a credit score probably in the a little bit higher, 600.
So. Okay.
But you can have retirement income too, right?
Absolutely. Income is income.
Income is income.
Right.
And divorce money from child support and spousal support and child support can be counted as long as it continues for?
3 months.
36 months.
36, yeah.
It's got to continue for at least 3 years.
Okay.
So you could count that as income.
Right.
So all of these things, that's what we're educating our listeners about because it's very important.
Oh, and a previous bankruptcy, is there a period of time that has to have passed?
There has to be a period of time, yes, absolutely.
That period of time is?
Typically, well, about 7 years, but we'll work with you, again, depending on the situation that you have, because if you have the income to be able to pay for it.
Right. Okay.
I'll tell you what. You know what we did? You know what we were able to do? Listen to this. During a Chapter 13... Okay, they will allow you to open up a Team Hochberg secured credit card during a Chapter 13. And the day that you file for the 7, the day that you leave the courthouse, you have $500. You could get a secured credit card that day.
That's great because it helps you rebuild your credit.
Absolutely. Right away.
Yep.
And typically, a lot of lenders will wait at least 1 to 7 years to issue a secured credit card. Okay, and what these guys have decided, Steve's looking at me like, what are you talking about?
It's the 7 years thing, because I've seen so many people get loans before 7 years, and people, you know, when they file Chapter 7, I've seen people buy a home in 2 years from Chapter 7.
2 years for me, too. Yeah,
with an FHA. I'm just saying, some credit card companies put a block on it anywhere from 1 to 7 years, depending on the credit company. These guys, while you're in a Chapter 13, because you still have to make payments.
That's amazing, yeah.
Right? You could get up to two $500 secured credit cards to rebuild your credit. Here's the challenge. You have to come through us and the show if you're outside the Kane County footprint. Okay, so if you live in Indiana, you could get it, but we've got to be the one that introduces you to Kane County Teachers Credit Union, not because I'm making any money on it. It's because through your governed...
The rules.
Field membership.
Right. So we have an affiliated business agreement through the Illinois Department of Professional Regulations, IDFPR for everybody that knows, that we had to go and apply for and was approved so we could refer business to them from out of the area, out of their footprint area. So there you go.
I like rules.
I know you like rules. I don't.
That's why I'm an attorney.
Right. So, like, if you live in a county like Boone County, because you know I like to say Boone County, they won't be able to go to Kane County Teachers Credit Union directly, but if they called me, I can make the introduction, and then all those people in Boone County could get access to Kane County.
To all of our products and services.
Yeah. I love Boone.
You're cracking me up.
I know, Boone County. 312-981-7200.
One thing, David, you mentioned 36 months before.
Yeah.
Was that they have to have received it for 36 months, or they're going to receive it in the future for 36 months?
It's got to continue for 36 months.
Just trying to specify that.
Yeah, we'll come back with more.
Make it clear.
Bankruptcy talk and coding talk and student loan talk and HELOC talk.
Tax talk
and interpersonal relationships, which is my specialty. 312-981, and I've got the therapy bills to prove it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Stephen A. Lee.
I just want to mention that the IRS had this problem, and a lot of people weren't getting their refunds.
You're exactly right.
Wham! What are you talking about?
That's kind of like a Batman.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually opposite.
It's exactly like a Batman cartoon where you go... Pow, pow, pow. not true.
But that just solidified my point. Fight back now. Fight back now.
I can say that live, you know. Fight back now.
I'd rather hear it on tape.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, the magic of Joe Hogan. We're coming up to his two-year anniversary of his passing.
Wow.
On the 5th of November. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is from the 262 regarding our conversation.
Okay.
Dave's right.
No.
Ray's wrongish. So you wrongish. That's a new one.
Didn't specify though.
It was Dave's right.
Okay.
She's wrongish. So unless you're classifying me in the she category, which on certain occasions don't judge. Saturday night, Steve. I know I'm here, but sometimes I'm not. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Miss Kaplan. Mm-hmm. I'm a letter carrier that is also 90% service connected disabled veteran.
Okay.
So they were injured during the service of our country.
Mm-hmm.
And have about $10,000 in student loan that is over 20 years old. Can you help me?
Yes. So that listener can apply through studentaid.gov to have their loans forgiven under the disability section of the statute if you have the letter from the VA stating that you have a service-related injury and your, I think your disability has to be about 90% or more, then you can have your entire loan balance forgiven. Wow. Or we can have a doctor's certification as well. Also, if he's working for the U.S. Post Office, we could get him retroactive credit towards public service loan forgiveness and potentially get the entire balance forgiven. So definitely a few pathways to get your loans forgiven.
So you'll be calling the postal worker from the 773.
Yeah, all right. Give us a call, 312-294-8989.
Here's a couple of great comments regarding student loans. Military service to pay for college.
Okay.
The
Illinois Veteran Grant, yep.
Well, there you go. You're a vet.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the Army Bill.
The Montgomery GI Bill.
GI Bill.
Yeah, in the state of Illinois, if you're a resident before you join the military and come back, the Illinois state will pay your college your tuition for any state college or universities.
What branch?
At Marine Corps.
Marine Corps.
Yep.
Ray, be careful.
Yes, I was also in the Marines. How you could tell?
Yeah.
It's that obvious.
Oh, yeah. It was all that physical exertion that goes on. 312-981-7200. David, love your show, but we have a huge shortage of social workers, teachers, nurses, physicians, and many other public service workers. All of these positions require years of education. If we as a society do not help and encourage these kids to go to college and enter these fields, we will not have enough to ensure our future. I agree 100%.
I agree. See, and that's true because anybody who works in the public sector. So a lot of people think that this is limited to teachers or nurses. No, it also applies to, let's say you're working in the cafeteria at the hospital and you had to take a bunch of Parent PLUS loans out to put your kids through school. Public service loan forgiveness applies to you, which means you only have to make payments that are very affordable payments for 10 years, and then your entire balance is forgiven tax-free. So firefighters, police officers, teachers in public schools, it applies really to a ton of people.
It has to be a hospital that's a 501(c) hospital.
501(c)(3) or any not-for-profit entity, any government or state entity. So if you work for Cook County, that counts too.
Got it. 815. Live in the western suburbs, actually heard great things about the Integrity Concrete Company from my neighbors. Wondering, what other types of services can I cover beside my garage? We got a couple of texts like that. Do you do outside work? Not done yet. This is a long texture. Okay. It's got a lot of time on their hands. Also wanted to do a patio and wondered what it would be to cover exposed elements. Also would love to know what sets their company apart from the rest. There are so many coating companies out there. Thanks in advance. Love your show. So, you know, you get your text message read first. We've got like 3,000 text messages. Love your show goes right to the top. So, okay. So what about outdoor coatings?
Yes, we can install outdoors. We do pool decks, patios, sidewalks, stoops. It's UV stable. You could salt it. And so, yeah, we do a ton of stuff. Pool decks, patios, sidewalks, entryways. We can do warehouses. We've done livestock barns. We've done horseshoeing barns. So you name it, we can pretty much do it as long as it's going over concrete.
312-981-7200. Steve, you're in luck. Your horseshoeing business that you were... he was talking about down the Ray down. Ray, he's like, you know what? I got that horseshoe business in the back of my yard here in Bannockburn, and I was thinking about, I'm always slipping. That's probably, he probably hit his head on the anvil.
There are homes in Bannockburn with horses.
Well, there are.
Yes.
We'll throw an oxide in there so you don't slip.
There you go. See? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Here's a HELOC question. How will someone pay back on their monthly basis on an equity loan if you have to take time off of work for any reason? Hopefully the individual has an income stream to pay back the HELOC. Hold on. To pay back the HELOC, they take off from work. So my point was, if for something, God forbid, happens to you where you lost income, and you take out this lady on the southeast side of Chicago, okay, the postal worker who had to take care of her mom, who had a $250,000 home paid off free and clear. I will answer this question for the 773, and you could chime in. Okay, because I'm the one that brought up the example. All right? So if this postal worker took out a $100,000 line of credit while she was gainfully employed and her credit was rock star solid, while she didn't have to take time off for her mom. Okay, she could have tapped into the line of credit to pay for her bills and used the line of credit to pay the line of credit until her mom unfortunately passed away. Okay, it was terminal. And then she went back to work and she could start chipping away at the line of credit instead of taking her 600-700 credit scores down into the 500s and completely blow herself up. So that is how you do it. You use it not to live off of for full time. Right. You use it as a Band-Aid and a bridge to get you from the bad to over the bad, you know, from the bad situation over the troubled waters into a good situation, right? Another one of Stephen's songs he's got on a loop in my car, Troubled Waters. I used to love the song, but after 3.5-4 years of driving down, I can't stand that freaking song.
I think it's longer than Flat Lap.
Stop reminding me. But that's how you handle that type of situation. Sergio, expand.
Agreed, yeah. So if you, again, emergency situation, you had something happen, you know you need something to get you by for a temporary time, you would be able to tap it, make sure you're making the payments of all your other, you know, loan payments or obligations, so that way you're not getting hit up with a bunch of late fees or also being reported to the credit bureaus. And then you would, you know, tap it enough to be able to make the payment on the line of credit. And then when you get back on your feet with the income that you'd be making, then you would go ahead and be able to pay that down.
Taxable challenges, Steve.
I was going to say, those loans are not, that's not taxable. That's not income, right? Loans aren't income. But you have to pay in tax on the income that you're going to use to pay it back.
Correct.
Right? Yep. So, but loans are not taxable.
You can take a tax deduction on the interest you pay back on your federal student loans.
And on your home.
And on your home potentially, yes, depending on how much it is. Yep.
All right. Itemizing. Bob in Milwaukee. How are you, Bob?
Well, good. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure, buddy.
I have a question. Excuse me. I have a Parents Plus loan, and I'm retired now. You can't get that income driven, can you?
Oh, yes, you can.
Parents can?
Yes, absolutely. So you need to do, and we can help you with this, so you just want to be careful. You don't want to refinance it necessarily with a private lender. You want to do a federal consolidation. We can help you with all of this if it's something that you don't want to do on your own. And then you're eligible for an income-driven repayment plan. There's also a way to restructure the loans, keeping them federal so that you're eligible for a very low monthly payment plan. It's a little tricky, and we can certainly help you with that. And if you're retired already, you may also be eligible to have those loans forgiven in one fell swoop.
How do you feel, Bob?
Oh, man, I feel like a weight's been taken off my shoulder.
Who's your servicer?
Like, you know, you go online or whatever, and it's no, parents, you know, your child can get it income driven, but parents can't. There's no way they can, you know, make the loan less, but then they add more years on it. That's about all they can do, they say.
Real quick, Bob, I got to hit a break. Who do you write your student loan checks to?
Jeez, I'm going to tell you the truth. My wife does it. I don't even know.
Okay, well.
No problem.
Yeah, Ray will follow up. We got to hit a break. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. The phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. We got 2 more hours of the show. We're leading up to exciting Blackhawks hockey. 312-981-7200. It's Charlie Rom Mel Iotis. Killed it that time. 312-981-7200. He's coming up on Blackhawks pregame. And Benny's giving me the shut up and spin on. We got to get out of here. 312-981-7200. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGM.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If anybody works for IDOT and would like to call in to let us know when you're going to open up the reversible express lanes, that would be greatly appreciated. I'm getting exhausted 2 hours in.
Did you get your real ID yet?
I think I did.
You did?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten mine yet. I know that it's like,
I went to Deerfield the other day to told me, you have to have an appointment.
Tell you what, better than staying in line.
I guess, but I guess nobody told me that.
Do you
nobody
have to have your Social that, Security card to get it?
Yes. Three sources of identification. Yes, I did get it because I had to go back because I didn't have one. Okay. I don't know how we got on this topic, but
I just brought it up
yes.
out of nowhere.
Aunt Giannopoulos, our Secretary of State, took over from...
Oh, Alexei Janulius.
Janulius. He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of updates and technology-driven that... Jesse White was fantastic, but...
Kiosks, right?
I just saw that.
Yeah, to get your driver's license updated. That's
God
great.
Bless him. Yeah. Yeah, welcome to the 21st century here. So, yeah. Alexei Janulius, thank you for doing an amazing job in bringing technology to the great state of Illinois, Secretary of State's office. Yeah, you have to now make an appointment instead of standing in line for an hour and a half at Deerfield. 312-9, give me that over standing in line. 312-
well, I wish I would have known that before I went there.
Well, now you know.
Stand in line.
Well, so. Maybe if you called me. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Chris and Galena is on the phone, has a question for you, Ray Kaplan. Go ahead, Chris. Thanks for calling. Chris?
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you very much. My name is Chris, and I have some student loans. I did a direct consolidation back in May. Determined that I had made 132 payments towards the loan. When I talk to my provider, they tell me it's the Department of Education's fault. When I talk to the Department of Education, they tell me it's my provider's fault. And I just don't know what to do. Do I keep making the payments or...
So do you currently work in the public sector?
For 20 years.
I'm sorry, are you clicked out?
Yeah, do you currently work in the public sector?
Yeah, I have been in the public sector for about 20 years, and I still am.
Okay, great. So what you need to do, is your servicer Mohila by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, so Mohila is kind of problematic right now. In fact, I was just reading an article how the Department of Education is kind of coming down on Mohila and fining them because they've been kind of dropping the ball in terms of servicing student loans. And so Mohila was the chosen servicer to handle public service loan forgiveness. And so basically, you've got to be in compliance. You've got to make 120 qualifying payments while employed full time in the public sector. You did a federal consolidation in May of 2024, which means this executive order under the Biden administration is going to apply to you, which will allow you to get credit retroactively for all those years you were working full-time in the public sector. What you need to get to Mohila are employment certification forms. So if you had more than one employer, you need an employment certification form. You can find it at studentaid.gov. We can also help you with all this as well. But if you get that employment certification form signed by your employer showing the date that you started there, check the box that you're still working there full time, sign it, and you send it to Mohila. That will trigger kind of a review of your loans, and they should be able to give you credit for those 120 months. And then you'll receive a letter probably in 30 to 60 days saying that you're eligible to have your entire loan balance forgiven. And if you run into trouble, of course, we help people with this all the time. But you do have to kind of go through the process in order to get those loans forgiven, but it sounds to me like you're eligible to have them all forgiven right now.
How you feel, Chris?
When I talked to the Department of Education, they told me I made 132 payments.
Okay, and so what they'll do is if they actually do find that you've made 132 payments and you were only required to make 120, they should give you a refund of those payments over the 120. But you do have to get that PSLF employment certification form over to Mohila so that they give you loan forgiveness and the refund.
Okay, and one quick question. Should I just keep paying it and assume I'll get refunded the money so it doesn't destroy my credit?
I would, yes. With the way things are going right now, I would just keep making those payments because, again, they'll refund you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much for your help.
Anytime.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice, 312- 981-7200. Thank you for calling. Dave, is the stuff good for exterior application? 224, I think we covered that already.
We did. Yep.
We did. For the concrete floor guy on new concrete, how long should you wait before having it coated? So sometimes you have to let it cure.
You have to let the concrete cure. Minimum 30 days.
30 days.
That's right.
That's it.
30 days, and then we can come in.
Okay.
Yep.
Do they help emptying out the garage? Not a lot of clutter, according to 630. Do you do that?
We ask that, for the most part, the floor be ready to go. If customers need help moving like a heavy item day of, our guys can help do that. But, okay, you know, for liability reasons and stuff like that, we prefer that the homeowner does that.
Got it. 847, so glad the show is on. You should let us know if there is a Northwestern game. They will be on after. Yeah, we'll be on after every Northwestern game. The challenge is, through the end of the season, there's only one game at 2:30, and then the rest of the games are to be determined, which is TBD. So we do not know when we're going to be on until the week before the show, if we're going to be on, if there's an 11 o'clock game or a 2:30 game. So we do our best, but thank you for the text. Integrity Coatings, what is the average cost per square footage?
So pricing's indicative of square footage and how much repair work we have to do. But typically, you're looking at $5.25 up to, you know, potentially $7 a square foot.
Does your product come with a warranty?
It's a limited lifetime warranty.
Okay.
Chipping, bubbling, flaking, yellowing, should that ever occur, we will take care of it, product and labor. The only things we don't cover is substrate failure. So if your floor moves or shifts underneath the coating, obviously we can't control that. And then human error. So if you drag something sharp on the top coat, use a chemical cleaner, dish soap, water, the floors will clean up like new.
Is there any problem with the transferring of the warranty upon the sale of the house?
Typically, it is not a transferable warranty, just because we don't know what that next person is going to do.
Okay.
But under certain circumstances, you know, we can be agreeable to that.
That's fair. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I think we covered this already, but we covered it with the HELOC. What's the minimum credit score for auto loans?
Ooh. For auto loans. Well, actually, we do have the ability to be able to do loans with really low credit scores. So we are able to do what's called a lending protection, where that auto loan will be protected in the event that that person defaults. So we can actually go probably to low 600s on autos because it is a collateralized loan.
Really?
Yeah.
So if something happens, you put an insurance premium against it.
It's going to be a little bit more expensive, right? You're going to pay more on that rate, but it's going to protect that loan in the event that there's some sort of loss.
But it's better than going to a subprime auto lender in the 20s and 30% and have a hook pick your car up and take it away. Interesting. And car refinancing, like I mentioned on Lisa's show, that is a large portion of your business as well.
Because, again, you know, if you have collateral, you're going to be able to pay less on a loan. So if you have your vehicle that's paid off, just like no different than a home equity, right, with your home, you can get ahead and borrow against the equity of that vehicle.
Phone number?
888-741-3344 or visit kctcu.org.
And the website, if our listeners want to reach out to you to look at the finished products.
That'd be great.
Yeah, what's the website?
So it's integrityconcretecoatings.com. And then also they can check out our Facebook page, Integrity Concrete Coatings, and we have a ton of photos.
Okay.
And it's great.
You have two children.
I have two little boys.
That are listening right now.
Grayson and Lucas, yes.
And what is who's your favorite?
I love them both equally, wife Catherine too.
Out of the three, if you had to take one on a trip, leave the other two behind.
They're all coming with me. You know that.
The answer is depends what type of trip. 312-981-7200. Stephen A. Leahy knows exactly what I'm talking about. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGN. More of the roundtable discussion with all of your questions on the text line and calls after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I wanted the listeners to imagine things. That's what radio is. That's audio-tistic voyeurism.
I love the details. Yesterday he's telling a story and he's like, yeah, it's my buddy Jared over in Glenview. And then he's like, oh, my buddy Jack over in Geneva. I'm like, is this the same person?
I've heard it both ways.
The bar of entry is very low for our industry, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, so come on aboard.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-91-7200. Special shout out to Sarah Leonard, who drove an hour and a half to a borrower's home, only for that homeowner not to be there.
Oh, when I love Sarah. She's a great girl.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
As I say,
she could say that.
She could say that. When I say that to my wife, she's not a girl. She's a woman. And you should know that because you have three daughters. I'm like, okay.
I say it in a affectionate loving, and non-sexist way.
Right. So do I. But my wife
That's the way I say it.
Yeah.
A non-sexist way.
Steve, it's amazing. I've made it 57 years, almost 58, on this planet, doing things wrong my entire life that I get pointed out by my wife and my kids.
That's why we get married.
Yes. To have kids.
To learn what we do wrong.
Yes.
Also, one other thing that you do that's very offensive is that when you have other attorneys on, you always mention that they're attorneys, but whenever I'm on, you never mention that I'm an attorney.
She's mentioned
sexist.
That.
No,
I've heard this. I've heard this before because I always refer to myself as attorney, Stephen Leahy. So you have to refer to yourself that way
he
too,
would
Ray.
Go down the line and be like, attorney Stephen A. Leahy, Ray.
Student loan assassin,
and
Ray Kaplan.
And Dave, attorney Dave Schluter.
Okay, attorney Ray Kaplan, a.k.a. student loan assassin. So it's like $20,000 for a two-car garage. Would that be safe to say?
I'm sorry, how much?
Somebody did the math and said, so it's like 20 grand for a two-car garage to do?
No. I think they added an extra zero there.
So it's
most two-car garages range from 2,100 to 2,800, depending on square footage.
Okay. Interesting. 312-981-7200.
Not everyone's a mathematician.
Well, obviously, that's what the texter said. I don't know.
Don't let them get away with that, because at 20,000, you probably don't get a lot of calls.
Right.
2,200, I think you get a lot of calls.
Yeah. There you go. Yep.
My garage floor gets damp when it rains. I assume the proper plastic barrier wasn't installed correctly. Can you still coat also heat under concrete? So they've got it sounds like they have radiated heat.
Sure. So we encourage people with radiant floor heating to get the coating because, you know, you don't want that salt eating away the concrete, then it's getting down in the radiant floor, and then you're having a whole nother mess of problems. So we encourage our customers, get ahead of it, have us come in and coat the floor.
Got it. 312-981-7200. Attorney Ray Kaplan, the statute was passed in 1973. You weren't born yet.
Correct.
And we haven't got that much hate mail, but now that I brought it up, sure, we have an hour and 25 minutes left, 35 minutes left for everybody to start pounding text messages in here. I just wanted to point this out. You, as an attorney, have read the statute.
Correct.
You understand what the statute says.
Yes.
You did not write the law. You did not write the bill that became law. I am only a bill on Capitol Hill, Schoolhouse Rock, right? So you are just following the law that was passed in the 70s to help our listeners who qualify for this type of relief, just like a good CPA that you hire to do your taxes follows all the applicable general acceptable accounting practices, just like you would hire attorney Stephen A. Leahy. Don't want to get Ray upset.
Well, we could do taxes to tax return too. I just want to throw that in.
Well, that's fine. But if you get
it's
into
not about you right now,
right? Right. Sexist bastard, pig. So if you, I got off the hook. Now you're on the hook. So, but it's just like hiring Stephen A. Leahy when you have an IRS challenge, right? Yeah. You're not you
see
know
how he
the statute.
Stole the spotlight. I don't know. It was focused on me and student loans.
Attorney Stephen Leahy.
So the point I'm trying to make, Attorney Ray Kaplan, is that
I'm grumpy because I'm hungry.
I know.
Just realized.
Well, we could get you some cookies. God knows you haven't eaten since Thursday. So if you if you are having financial challenges and you are at 37% capacity, like 2 of 5 credit card holders, according to Bankrate.com that we mentioned earlier, and you have student loans.
Right.
And you qualify for some type of relief that's out there per the federal statutes that are in a federal law that was passed in the 70s.
why wouldn't you go after that money?
It would be silly. It would be like not, it's leaving money on the table. So if you qualify for a tax deduction, which means that you're going to have to pay less in federal income taxes, or we can lower your payment because you didn't realize that you qualified for a lower monthly payment plan and your payment goes from $1,000 a month to $200 a month, you should do that, especially now with the rising cost of living and inflation. If you can lower your expenses, lower your, you know, what's going out each month, that really makes a big difference. And all we're doing is applying the law to you and to your loan so that you get the best deal. But you're right, there are a ton of people out there that are eligible for forgiveness. They just don't know about it. And the servicers tell you all kinds of wrong information. Just going to put that out there. That's why the Department of Ed is slapping them with fines and hitting them, because I've personally been on the phone with servicers where, number one, you're on hold for 2 hours, then they hang up on you, then you have to call back.
Yes.
And then they tell you something that is very wrong, very often. And that mistake that they're telling you that you should go into this payment plan instead of that payment plan can cost you thousands of dollars, especially over 5 or 10 years or 20 years.
What's the best way to reach? We got to hit a break.
312-294-8989 or financialrelief.com.
What do you like on your pizza?
I like pepperoni and sausage.
Okay. Hey, Benny, before attorney Ray Kaplan passes out for lack of food for the past, like, 72 hours, can we find a pizza place that will deliver
some
pizza? Oh, now she's getting specific.
Look at this. Impressed.
You throw her a bone, she wants the entire freaking carcass there, too.
The spotlight is back on Ray.
Would you like deep dish or would you like the thin crust?
No, the thin crust.
Oh, thin crust. Okay, yes, we'll get to thin crust. Okay, this is Home Sweet Chicago. We're going to order some thin crust Lumonati's for everybody here on me. 312-981-7200. We're just going to get her a sausage and pepperoni pie for herself.
And a Coke, please.
Oh, there she goes. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You want any other special request? You want some cookies or anything?
No, I think I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, that's good. Right, we got to go to break. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Store Chicago, 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Don't worry. The pizzas have been ordered. No pressure. Lumonati's River North. 6 o'clock. We're off at 6:30. And Ray
is listening.
I hope they're listening, too. Maybe Mr. Malnati's listening, or David Kaplan's wife, who's a big shot over there, because Ray Kaplan's about ready to pass out, and I don't want to have anything to... Attorney Ray Kaplan, sorry, he's about ready to pass out. When an attorney passes out, Stephen A. Leahy, attorney Stephen A.
Leahy. I'm suing.
Right.
It's a dangerous situation.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Tony from the O'Hare area has a question for you, Stephen A. Leahy. Yes, Tony, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon. I have three sources of income. One is CD interest, one is Medicare, and one is a real job. In the real job, I'm a contractor, so I get, I think it's a NEC 1099.
Mm-hmm.
So we're supposed to pay that estimated quarterly, correct?
That's true, yes.
Okay, so heretofore, I haven't done that yet, but now, could I just start, like, right now?
The answer
next year?
The answer is yes. But, of course, that's for this year, right? The estimated tax would be for this year. So you could pay
that
the...
That would be for...
Yeah.
Right, 24.
Yeah. So you could pay the... you could pay this quarter and make it up. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I just figured... So right now for the year, if I gave them 500, I'd have to... It's $2,000. And then next year, I'll file all my taxes and pay the balance, right?
Yes, and you'll pay a... You might pay a penalty. The penalty is simply interest. The penalty is simply interest, right? But that's 240% higher now because it's at 8%. You know, compounded daily. That's the IRS.
Right. No, I think David and I
were talking about this earlier about 1099. You know, that if you're, I don't know what kind of money you're making and whether it makes sense for you, but most people, I say, if you're at 1099 NEC, you should probably think about starting your own business, your own company, right? And do a subchapter S. That's generally what I recommend people do, right? So many of my clients are like realtors and they're 1099 just like you. Right, and so I generally will recommend that they start a company.
This is based on about $30,000 a year.
Okay, I get it.
So, I mean, it's not a huge amount.
Yep.
and I paid the penalty before.
Uh-huh.
So if it was, I suppose if it was $3 million, I probably could think about it.
Well, I could. I agree with you, you in that there is an amount that it doesn't make sense, right? But I don't think three. Right. You don't have to go to $3 million to make it make sense. But I understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry?
I said I understand what you're saying because it doesn't always make economic sense to start a business if it's only $30,000. Right. I get that.
Exactly.
What do you do, Tony?
Exactly. I drive.
Okay, so he's a driver. He's got a lot of expenses.
Go ahead.
That's the thing. I don't own the vehicle, so I don't have those expenses.
Okay. But maybe you should buy a car.
I have three.
All right, but, well,
this is a company car.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good job.
Now, I'm 68, I'm old, and I'm going to work till I die, so, you know, I've got a good situation.
All right, at least get a comfortable car to die in. Just want to throw that out there.
Well, that's true.
All right, yeah.
That's true. All right, thank you. You answered my question. Love the show.
All right, thank you. Hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. So if somebody wants to die in their car, Sergio, will you get them a loan to comfortably die in their car?
We give them a loan for auto loan, but I don't necessarily want anyone to die in their vehicles.
Okay. So. I'm just throwing that out there. It's,
if somebody were starving in their car, like I am.
Well, typically somebody that weighs 85 pounds, including attorneys, you'd pop maybe like a Snickers bar during the day. Because, my gosh, I mean, she probably weighs 85 pounds holding 2 5-pound dumbbells in each hand.
That's my goal weight.
I'm just telling you. It's kind of scary. 312-981-7200. Hi, Ray Kaplan.
Yes.
815. When I call you, how much do you charge for a consultation for student loan debt relief? Ooh.
Okay, so
great question.
It depends. Generally, it's $300 or $350 for a consultation. The consultation can go anywhere between a half an hour to an hour. There's no time limit, even if it goes an hour and a half. So we do a lot of these pre-college planning consultations, and very often those go pretty long, and they're very thorough. So, but we do make exceptions, especially for our WGN listeners, and we give them discounts here and there. So, give us a call, and if you need to work something out for a payment arrangement on the consultation fee, or occasionally we waive the fee. Sometimes I had a lady call where I saw that she was eligible for $200,000 in loan forgiveness, and
hello,
she was kind of having trouble with the consultation fee, so I just waived it. And because I knew it was just going to be so worthwhile for her. Yeah,
that's nice. All right, we got to hit a break, but before you go to break, you answered. There were two parts to the last question I asked you, Adam. You answered the second part. 630 sent in, my garage floor gets damp when it rains. I assume the proper plastic barrier wasn't installed correctly. Can you still coat a damp garage floor?
So that's a good question. So she probably doesn't have doesn't have a Visqueen liner put underneath and
water's
floor
coming
gets
up.
Damp. So yeah, we can. We test for moisture. Anything over 8%, we'll lay down a moisture stop. That's going to add a day to the install, but that'll take care of that. And then we just go ahead and lay down our coating.
And that's all done via the initial consultation.
We test for moisture day of install because moisture can change from when we're out there during the consultation from install.
Got it. Ray, your website, Attorney Ray Kaplan, who's starving right now, and I've got the Lil Malnati pizza tracker up on my computer just to maintain control.
It's a late show because normally we're here in the morning.
We understand.
Yes.
Right, and you don't complain as much about being hungry earlier, but my God, we're experiencing it full throttle right here. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number for them to reach out to you and your team?
312-294-8989, raykaplan.com or financialrelief.com.
And Adam, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the website so they can see all the products you
offer? That's integrityconcretecoatings.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Phone number as well, Adam. Real quick.
815-220-5015.
And Ray, your phone number, my friend?
312-294-8989.
Right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. Come back with some questions for Sergio from KCTCU. And I think we've heard enough from Stephen A. Leahy on the show. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Fight back now.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Greg Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm.
You introduced Stephen as Attorney Stephen Leahy, but Ray Kaplan, just Ray Kaplan.
Attorney Ray Kaplan.
I think we have an issue here.
Ray Kaplan, the student loan assassin, because I figured that the student loan assassin carries more weight than attorney.
Ray, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes!
Student loan assassin's better, but okay, she wants attorney.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I told you that wasn't the first time she's addressed that to me.
I've heard that clip before.
Obviously, it's a problem.
I must have been hungry that day, too.
Just have a little attitude. 312-981-7200.
You don't hear me complaining.
Nope. Well, nobody listens to you anyway. 312-981-7200. Charlie Romeliotis is coming up with Blackhawks pregame. We're going to hand it off to him at 6:30. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Charlie, I promise I will get your name correctly before the end of the season. It took me at least 3 years to get Joe Brand's name right, and that was as easy as it gets. 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com. Texter wants to know, what kind of car would you like me to would you like me as a driver to die in? Well, something comfortable, right? If you're going to go in a car, and probably in a black car, because you want it to be elegant and formal.
Bucket seats.
Yeah, bucket seats, you know, maybe some leather. You know, with a nice seatbelt, black seatbelt, so it matches the outside of the car. You're welcome. Any more questions about dying in a car? 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo.
And hopefully you're parked.
Yes, that would be nice. So, Sergio, let's transition. You have a lot of our listeners who took out car loans that are in the 8, 9, and double digits, 10, 15, 18, 20, 22, 25%, because they had credit challenges. And over the past 6, 8, 12 months, they've corrected those credit challenges. And they've been good borrowers, good boys and girls, and paid their bills on time. And that car loan that they took out in the double digits has actually been paying it on time, and reducing the balance has helped elevate their credit scores. And a lot of our listeners don't realize that you can and should
absolutely
refinance an auto loan, especially if you're in the double digits and you've been on a good path, pay down your debt, pay to your credit cards on time, your loans on time, that car loan you took out in the double digits. You should just at least pick up the phone to make that phone call to see if it can be done. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And one of the benefits that we have is when you do apply for a loan, we do a soft inquiry. So it doesn't even impact your credit score, like if you go to some other lender. So you can give us a call. We'll go ahead and pull your credit score. It won't impact you and give you an idea of what that loan would cost you, so that we can do the math and pretty much choose whatever works best for you.
It doesn't cost anything at all.
Nothing at all.
What's your phone number?
888-741 3344 or visit kctcu.org.
So, Adam, when you and your team go into a listener's home that calls into your organization and say, hey, we want to coat our floors, what's the main couple of reasons that they're calling you? Is it because they don't want to have to completely tear out the floor? It's deteriorating. They want to get ahead of it. Is it because they've got a couple of extra shekels and they want to make their garage into a workspace where they can go out there in the wintertime and not have to worry about it? You know, what other reasons are listeners calling you to coat their floor?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's really across the board. Sometimes it's people where that concrete is very deteriorated, and, you know, tearing it out and repouring it, you're going to be spending three or four times as much money.
Sure.
This is a less expensive option.
And the time.
Right. Aesthetically, it looks really, really nice. Looks like a showroom floor. And then other people, you know, they just want to dress their garage up. And so it's really across the board.
And that, Steve, you've been in my garage. You've actually slept in my garage a number of times.
That's a lie.
No, you know, well, you took naps. And it's my garage. I love the garage floor. It matches the whole exterior of the house. It's really cool. And
nice on your feet, right?
Totally. You go out there. The builder of our home put in a garage heater, which I thought was ridiculous and a huge waste of money. After 3 years of Chicago winters, I give him a call every single spring, and I'm like, I love you professionally. It's one of the greatest things I put in, you know, in addition to the bidet.
And then in the springtime, your garage is very easy to clean out.
Very easy to clean out. You just you take a broom, and then you take a hose, and it's done. It's awesome. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. The part of your business that you do, attorney Ray Kaplan, very hungry, Ray Kaplan, is student loan consulting when kids are Adam's kids' age and Sergio's kids' age.
Yep. Hey,
before they hit their 10, 11, 12 years old, start planning when they're in their 1, 2, 3, 4. What type of consultation, what does that consultation look like?
So, honestly, the earlier the better. If you have kids, because the cost of college has increased just
while we've been sitting here.
Yeah, exactly. Up. I think it's gone up over the last 5 years, or maybe it's 10 years, but over 300%. So, especially if you think that, and you want to plan for it just in case, because I know parents don't like to disappoint their kids. So we start talking about 529 accounts. Grandparents can have 529 accounts with your kids as the beneficiaries. Mm-hmm. That way it doesn't count against them when your kids go to apply for a student aid, when it's time for them to go to school. And different ways when your kids are in high school to start looking for scholarships. I mean, there's scholarships for every conceivable thing out there. If your kids are involved in community service, if they play an instrument, there are so many scholarships that just lessen the amount of loans that your kids need to take to pay for the college education. College is really expensive right now. Some of these private schools are over $80,000 a year. We just have a friend of ours who's a client now, but her daughter is going to NYU film school. It's over $85,000 a year.
You go to Michigan and you live in the state of Illinois, it's 75, 80 grand a year. University yep. of Michigan.
Yep, absolutely. So it's very, very pricey. And, you know, parents, it's such a happy time when that acceptance letter comes in and they don't want to disappoint their kids by saying, okay, let's talk about how are we going to be able to afford this. And so what we do is we show them exactly how they can actually afford it by a combination of scholarships and federal Parent PLUS loans, in addition to what their kids are actually going to receive in their own financial aid, and then show them exactly the formula so that they know exactly what they're going to be paying back on those loans for how long and when we can get them forgiven.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We had a text come in at 517 from somebody by the name of Pat, because it's in here as Pat the firefighter. Ray is extremely good looking and would like to know if she dates firemen.
Aww, thanks, Pat. I'm married, so I don't date anybody anymore to a very handsome man, but I appreciate the compliment, especially okay. my age. So.
Yeah, so Pat, and that looks like Stephen A. Leahy's cell phone number. It's a little odd, you being in the same studio, and it's coded as Pat the Fireman, Steve. Well done. Not awkward at all.
At all.
312-981.
And now that you pointed it out, my wife is listening.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, it's your burner phone, and you go by the name of Pat the Firefighter when you're out partying. 312-981, now we all know. So you need a new burner phone. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Benny, we got what? Can we hit the break now? Or do we got it? We got 1 minute. We got to drag this thing out another minute.
Okay. Usually you're late.
I know. Usually I'm like,
now you're early.
Thought I'd trade it in and get some credit. 312-981-7200. The pizza tracker here from Lumal Nottis. Let's break it down. The pickup, I think, is in progress.
Very promising.
Just hang out for another 30 minutes because it's in River North. It's right around the corner.
Okay.
It's off of Wall Street. That's the street I was
trying
to
think. They got to get through security downstairs.
No, they don't. We've already greased the sled with security. Right. So Benny here or Patrick's going to get off the phone and run downstairs and get our pizzas. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I don't know if I thank David Jennings at the beginning of the show for all of his fine job notifying everybody who's on the show. So thank you, Mr. Jennings. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills and be right back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Charlie Romelli Otis. I got it. Boom. Took me 3 hours. Coming up next, Blackhawks hockey. Blackhawks looking good, Steve.
Well, that's key, David.
Yeah.
Did you go to the first game?
I'm going Tuesday. And you're not invited.
I was just going
to 312-981-7200.
I'm going to throw it out there that I wasn't really doing anything on Tuesday.
I'm sure you'll be, and you won't be able to watch it because it's not on cable. But you can hear it on WGN radio, unless they get that figured out. 312-981-7200. 312. John and Troy do a great job announcing the game. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Larry. Larry. How are you? Are you at a shooting range in Sycamore? I mean, what's going on in the background there, Larry?
No, I'm on I-90 doing 107.
All right, great. What mile marker are you passing so the Illinois State Police can pull you over? And
I'm not going that fast, but hey, I wanted to tell you that I bought a house in Sycamore back in June, and one of the first things I did, because I had such a crummy garage door in my old house, is I wanted to make sure I started off fresh. And I got a hold of Adams Company, and they came out, put a new floor in, and then I had to do some more work. So I called David at Miracle Method, and he's going to be coming out and doing some countertop for me. So you know what? If you spend enough time in the car, you learn a lot of good stuff.
That's good. You just bought a home in Sycamore?
I did.
All right. You pay cash for that home?
I did.
Yeah, aha, yeah. Yeah, gotcha, didn't they? Yeah. So I'm so glad you enjoyed the show and you went to somebody else to get a mortgage. That's great. I'm glad.
No, I didn't get a mortgage. I've been blessed in life, and I was able to scrape enough money together and bought it. And
that's
I
good.
Paid Adam in cash, too.
That's good. That's good. I'm sure he reported every nickel of it. He's like, yeah.
Quiet, Larry, quiet.
Yeah, just write the check to Mr. Cash.
I didn't pay him in cash. I wrote him a... He got a certified check
That's
out of
right.
it.
How much is your home worth, in all seriousness, in Sycamore?
I got a house that needed a whole bunch of work. I got it for three. You know, there's going to be a lot of people hearing this, but I got it for $339, and I'm putting about $60, maybe $75 in it.
All right, so it should be worth $5 when you get done with it?
It's going to be worth $450, maybe.
All right, and you own it free and clear.
I'm going to live there.
Right, and you own it free and clear?
I own it free and clear.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to own it free and clear. So Miracle Method and Integrity about the only guys. I don't have any college loans. I'm not getting divorced.
Right.
Well, maybe I am after buying this house.
I was going to say, you know, the night's still young, and there's...
Does he pay taxes?
Yeah, do you pay taxes?
You know what? Fortunately, or unfortunately, I guess depending on the way it is, DeKalb County gives you a very good tax break if you are a disabled veteran.
Oh, yes.
And I have a percentage that qualifies, so they hack my taxes a little bit.
Yeah, that's the state of Illinois, by the way. So you're 50%.
Correct.
So you're less than 70% service-connected disabled, correct?
No, I am only 40, and I get something off.
Yeah, you get 30
if
to 50.
70, you get them free.
Correct. You get 100% write-off. So if you're 30 to 50,
right.
You get $2,500 off your assessed value. 50 to 69.99, you get $5,000 off your assessed value. And if you're 70 and above, service-connected disabled, which means your injury or were some kind of disabled while serving our country, you don't pay any real estate taxes in the great state of Illinois, which sponsored by my senator, Senator Terry Link. So, okay, well, you're in good shape. I still think you should contact Sergio and his team at King County Teachers Credit Union to have a home equity line of credit against your home for whatever emergency reasons, because you've got a ton of equity sitting there and there's no reason not to have that. Okay? It's the only thing that I'd recommend.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. Love your show. Love your show. Love all the guests that you have on there. They're very helpful.
Well, we appreciate it. And hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. The pickup is in progress, Ray. The pickup, I got the check mark on the Luminati's app here online. Ray, look how happy she hasn't been this. I'm sorry. I will edit that out, Ben. Attorney Ray Kaplan, your pizzas that I paid for very enjoyingly. Is ready. The pickup is in progress.
I think it might be deductible.
Oh, there you go. Okay. There you go. I'll be saving that receipt. 312-981-7200. Perfect example. There's a guy
who
lives in your backyard, Adam. Okay. Used Adam's services. bought a home for $350, $380, whatever he did. He invested into it. It's worth $450, 80%, over $300,000. Just pop out a $100,000 line of credit.
Right. Yep. Take advantage of that.
It's a perfect example. Everything's good.
Imagine how many pizzas you could order.
100%. Right. Well, you know, this three pizzas cost me $1.32 at the tip. So you better be downing this. I got a pizza for you. There's only eight of us here. So Dean Richards is going to be yelling at me. So I'm just telling you, Ron Brown, you better clean up the pizza before the night is over, because I don't need Dean Richards firing on me when we brought the paella dish in here. He was all over me. Who left the paella? I'm like, thought I was being a nice guy feeding everybody. Hey, Ron. I got three pizzas, and Dean Richards always fires on me because people after when I leave are slobs and don't clean up.
I remember the paella. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
I know, but can you, you know, maybe put a pizza under your arm on the way out the door so I don't got to hear from Dean tomorrow?
I will help you out. No problem.
Okay, I appreciate that. And also another veteran, Navy, Ron Brown. Thank you for your service.
Air Force, but thank you very
much. Okay, well, same, you know.
It was close.
It was one of the five.
Top Gun.
Yeah, Ron, let's not get specific here, okay? I'm doing a radio show here.
Just saying.
I got a tough enough time hitting the brakes, so I don't need you busting my chops here.
And all thank right? you for the pizza.
All right, you're very welcome. 312, no, after that comment, I don't know if we're going to have
it. Oh, thanks.
All right, 312-9, you have to wait on the way home. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So we just talked about the HELOC, perfect example. Guy in your backyard, right there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So how much of your business is in the DeKalb Sycamore area, and what are you guys trying to do to branch out, you know, from that home base?
That's a good question.
I'm asking a ton of good questions.
You are. We've got, when we're ripping and rolling, we can do 50 to 100 floors a month. And so we've got guys going every which direction. So
does the weather impact your ability to service the client that do not have heated garages like I do?
Right. So the nice part about the polyurea is we can install in negative 30.
Wow.
Up to 100. Not that we would ever get our guys out in negative
30. Right, sure.
But negative 30 up to 130 degrees. So as long as we don't have driving rain or snow, we can install.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Phone number?
815-220-5015.
All right, 312-981-7200 is AmeriPro's call, text, and photo line. We got some textures in here. I thought this was Case Western Reserve Pre-Med.
Okay.
219.
Pants, right?
Guess how much a year? Pre-Med, Case Western Reserve. Pretty prestigious college.
80,000?
Pretty prestigious med school. 120 grand a year, according to this texture in the 219.
Wow. Yeah.
Could you believe that?
Yeah, actually I can. So if you're talking 4 years undergrad and then 3 years of, I think it's
med school.
4 years of medical school, isn't it?
480. Yeah, you're talking 300 quarter. You're talking $750,000.
Yep, absolutely. Wow. So I mean, by the time, very often people, doctors especially, nurses graduate, and especially if they have a medical degree,
yeah,
they have $300,000-$500,000 in loans.
Yeah, now you know why a colonoscopy costs like $850.
Yeah, and right. So, but you got to have a plan in that situation. If your kid's thinking about medical school, that's for the pre-college planning consultations. That's what we do, because, again, you know, once your kid is 17, 18, we really want to have a plan for what they want to do. We can't just have this. I think, you know, part of the problem is that a lot of kids right now don't take college that seriously, or they kind of think like, oh, well, I'll figure it out later. The time where you want to at least have some kind of plan is before you go to college, so that we can make a plan for how you're going to pay back those loans, if you're going to have a job where you're able to pay the loans.
I said 850. It's more like 8,500. You know, $10,000 for colonoscopy. Steve goes in to get his ankle checked, and boom, they they're like, drink this, and the next thing you know, he's getting a colonoscopy. I think you get one a year. I think you're on the frequent flyer colonoscopy.
One a month.
Yeah. Right.
I want to point out NYU Medical School. You know what that costs?
I'm about ready to find out.
It's free.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, all for all medical students there now.
Oh, we got to hit a break. 312-9, we'll come back with that, and hopefully the pizza. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's AmeriPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Investigative. Look at that. I made up a word.
Whoa.
That was pretty good. Is that a word?
That is not a word.
Okay, and now is...
I think it's investigative.
Well, I think
you
could
think... Put the wrong on the wrong syllable.
Well, that's added to the Hawk vocabulary.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Our driver's name is David W., by the way, Ray Kaplan.
Where is he?
I don't know. Where we're calling. Where is he? David W., if you're listening, you better move it. 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com. I recently became partially disabled. I'm only living on disability right now. Is there anything I could do to help me? I need my house. I need to get my house retrofitted, white doors, and money is very tight for me. Please help. So, there's a situation we talked about. Okay? We could count. I could count the disability income. If it's Social Security disability income, because we know it's going to last.
Right.
If it's AFLAC or something like that, that type of short-term disability, we can't count that income, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So here's a perfect example. We have a listener that just texted in at 531. Okay? I recently became partially disabled. There's number 752 out of the 15,000 reasons listeners get into financial challenges. Okay? So the answer to the question is, Sergio, are you able to help this listener out? They need to get retrofitted doors, etc. Money is very tight. What do you do in that situation if a listener calls you?
Hey, you know, give us a call. We'll go ahead and look at your situation, try to figure out if there's something that we can do in terms of equity or collateral that you have elsewhere. We really just want to look at your unique situation and try to figure out a way to best help you.
And your ability to repay.
Right. Absolutely. Right?
Yep. You have to have an ability to repay the loan. All right. 847 texter for you, Ray. Had student loans since 1999.
Oh, okay.
Great year, Stephen A. Leahy. Remember 1999?
I do remember.
You had hair?
No, I didn't.
Okay. But was in forbearance for several years taking care of my mom.
Okay, so your
loans... Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
Also, most of my work was in a hospital since 1999. Will PSLF... be counted if you took forbearance during the COVID? You got a multifaceted thing here. So you've got had student loans since 1999, but was in forbearance for several years taking care of their mom. Okay, so that's section one.
Right.
Also, most of my work is in a hospital since 1999. So during that time, they've worked in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, PSLF, what's PSLF?
Public Service Loan Forgiveness.
Okay, well, Public Service Loan Forgiveness be counted if this texter took forbearance during the COVID freeze, go.
Yes, it will. And so the other thing is that you can apply to have all of your previous years from 2007 forward counting towards public service loan forgiveness. So that means that this listener is potentially eligible to have his entire loan balance forgiven. You have to go through the process. We can certainly help you with it. So there's a couple things. You might get your loans completely forgiven under the IDR account adjustment because they're over 25 years old, depending on when the loans went into repayment. But if they went into repayment in 1999, that's 25 years, right? Right. So just even under regular IDR statute, you should be eligible to have them forgiven. But if not, PSLF should apply also. So only we can count October 2007 forward. So even under that calculation, you should be able to get them forgiven. So for sure, looks like those loans, we can get them forgiven for you.
All right. Website and phone number for our listeners.
312-294-8989 or go to studentaid.gov or financialrelief.com.
815. Hi, David. Love your show. And want you to know, you make the show with your humor and great personality. And I will say, I agree with that texter. But I will also add, all of my expert guests and attorneys, like Ray Kaplan, is what makes the show. I'm just here as a blackjack dealer dealing cards. And all of the information that is provided by the experts on the show is what really makes the show. Doctors and nurses from 773 should not have any college debt. They are just as important, if not more important, than union trained tradesperson. Okay, well, that's, I don't need any union. I don't need a bunch of trucks pulling up here at 6:30 and giving me a new, you know.
Everybody's job is valid, but yeah,
dental replacement surgery here that I didn't request. But
Yeah. But yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, those jobs are very important to have a, you know, healthy functioning society, doctors, nurses, people who work at in the public sector. And that's why the law is there to take it to make sure you apply it and get the benefit, because that's really what Congress meant, was to encourage people to work in the public sector. So that if you did have to incur a bunch of college debt, that you can get a bunch of your loans forgiven.
The point that we were making is that there are a lot of companies out there. You don't need to go to college.
Right.
Okay.
No, you don't necessarily need to go to college. That's true.
You're hiring? Are you hiring right now? Do you require a college education?
Do
you require a great work ethic?
That's what we require.
Can you train most people that want to learn a trade to do what you are doing in garages?
100%.
Okay.
Yep.
So the point that we're making, got to get closer to the mic.
100%.
Okay. The point that we're making is that you don't have to go to college to make a good living. Mike Epping right now will train you if you want to be a plumber.
Right.
And you will make 75 to 100 grand a year within the next five. By the time your graduating class graduates college, you'll be making $75,000 to $100,000 after those 4 years working for Mike as a plumber.
Right. Well, there are a lot of strategies, too, that we can employ. So maybe you don't need to go to an $80,000 a year college for all 4 years. Maybe the smart route is to go to a community college for 1 or 2 years and then transfer to a different school and graduate from that school if you really want to have it to put on your resume. But again, in terms of scholarships, financial aid, and just being smart about where you're going to school and then what you're going to do after you graduate from college and having a good plan and strategy in place for your loans and possible loan forgiveness, I really think it's so important. It saves people, I see it every day, tens of thousands of dollars.
All right. We have the pizza has been delivered according to the Luminati's app. And I will tell you.
I don't see it.
Well, let's not get. Look, oh, my God. Look at her.
Where?
Well, we had to go down and get it. It's at security, for gosh sake. So, so here, I'm just telling you. This Luminati's app is phenomenal. Awesome. Forget about it. It's like Waze telling us we're going to be downtown at 1:38, and we were downtown at 1:38 in bumper to bumper traffic. I don't know how this all works.
It is amazing.
It is amazing. So my hat off to Luminati's. We know the pizza's going to be good.
We know it's good.
Attorney Ray Kaplan just wants to see it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. We got Ron Brown in the newsroom. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We're going to go have some pizza. We'll be right back after the news.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got the last half hour of the show before we turn it over to Charlie Romeo. Gosh dang it. Before we turn it over to Charlie, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for more contact information, to download podcasts of previous shows. Your mother-in-law is a big fan of the show, we learned during the break.
Yes.
In the middle of trying to get a piece of pizza. That attorney Ray Kaplan was boxing us out. I've never seen anybody do zone defense on a pizza before. My God.
I feel like a different person now.
You had 3/4 of a 20-inch pizza. It's unbelievable.
I was almost hallucinating before.
I don't know where you put it, but that's a whole other story. So your mother-in-law listens.
She does.
What's her name?
Her name's Mary Jo. She goes by Jo.
Goes by Jo. Lives in Sycamore?
Yes.
Huge fan of the show.
Huge fan.
You gave me her cell phone number, which coincides with a cell phone number that I have blocked for inappropriate pictures, which now that we know it's your mother-in-law, it's a little awkward.
Well,
not for me. I mean, I'm fine with it. It's not really blocked because I enjoy the pictures, but that's another story for another day. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got a bankruptcy question from Betty in Chicago. Hey, Betty in Chicago, how can we help you?
Hi, good evening. So, it's just a little bit of a story, and I just want to know if you've ever heard of this.
All right, you have 45 seconds because we're up against a break here, not to be rude.
Okay, I'm trying. So, I went in for bankruptcy, and I had 20-some credit cards. I had from 2019 to currently, I paid up all my credit cards, and then I had a second card, which was a huge amount of money. It was like $25,000. So we dropped the bankruptcy case from the first case, and we added on the credit card to make the whole thing brand new all over again, and then the payments would be finished in like 2027. So I wanted to know where I was standing, and I got in hold of my trustee. She sent me a letter with the balance amount of everything that's due, which was $25,000 less than I anticipated. And so I called her up on the phone, and I said, what's up? And she said, the bank never filed
a claim. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, Steve. What's
the question there, though?
Yeah, Betty, if they never filed.
There's no question. I just wanted to know, have you ever heard of anything like that?
Yes, many times.
Oh, really?
Yes, they have to file a claim. You're talking about a Chapter 13. The notice goes out to your creditors, and creditors have to file a claim to get paid.
And if they don't file the claim by the certain date, they're out.
Yep. So they had 90 days from March of last year to file, and I would have never known this at all if I wouldn't have gotten in touch with my trustee and said, hey, what's up? You know, what do I really owe now? I thought maybe I owed maybe $3,000 or $4,000 from the very
Did you
first
have
one.
An attorney helping you?
I did. Yes.
Why would you call the trustee and not call your attorney?
I never get in touch with the attorney. Impossible.
Well, then you have the wrong attorney. Right.
Yeah. I know. Here's the thing. It's already been taken care of. He filed and everything. I know that the attorney was bad from the get-go. But I just wanted to know. And then she said to me, in September of next year, you're going to be getting a letter. Nobody can ever come to you for this mm-hmm. money. And actually, nobody can ever come mm-hmm. to you after the first 90 days, correct?
That's true. Was this 100% plan? So you were paying your creditors 100% of everything that you owed?
Right, except for that huge credit card.
Well,
$25,000, it was never put through.
Yeah, but if they would have filed, would you have had to pay them 100%?
Of course.
Well, that's not of course, because a lot of Chapter 13s, people pay as little as 10 cents on the dollar on a Chapter 13.
No, are you kidding me? I paid $560 a month for 36 months, and then for the last 18 months has been $800 and some odd. I paid exactly what I was told to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But then they tossed or lost or whatever they did with that $25,000. It's gone.
That's right. Right. That's discharged. A discharge, right?
Yep.
Exactly.
Hey, party at Betty's house, Betty. Congratulations.
Betty, all of WGN.
Yeah. Well, let's not get crazy. I don't know how big your place is. We got a lot of people here.
Next time we're here, you can buy us pizza.
I just wanted, you know, when I'm driving and everything, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to call these people. And they're going to tell me if it's, you know, legit. Wow,
but here's what I just want to mention something about what you just talked about. Make sure you get the right attorney helping you, right? In the Chapter 13, you pay a flat rate fee, and they're supposed to cover you through the whole duration of the case.
I did. I paid $4,700.
No, I understand. I understand. But again, when you say, well, they won't answer my phone call, well, that's terrible. That's right. The wrong attorney, right?
Exactly. I'm going forward, and God forbid that I should ever have to have an attorney like that ever again,
yeah.
Because believe you me, this will never happen again.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then I was just like, what are you talking about? What do you mean it didn't file?
Yeah.
No, party, happy Hanukkah. Nice job there, Betty. I don't know if you're Jewish, but happy Hanukkah. I am, and you know, I'm a double extra large. Wide shoulders because I've been working out. I look good in black.
Right.
I'm just saying. All right, Betty?
Alrighty.
All right, hang on.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Mazel tov. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. All right, 312-981-7200, 847, text in. Kind of arrogant to not know how to correctly pronounce a colleague. Well, let's see there, Spartacus. I just, Charlie joined last, about 3 weeks ago, and I hadn't had a chance to meet him face-to-face to learn how to pronounce his last name. So it's Charlie Romiolidis. Rommel Iotis. So I'm sure that triggered you as well, 847. So I'll do my best here. Charlie's coming up next. Everybody relax, okay?
I have food coma now.
I know. Yeah, Ray's already sleeping.
And if you listen to the show, you know David can't pronounce
anybody's
name. I
can't pronounce
name.
It took me 3 years to get Joe Brand right, so back off. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Last stretch of the show coming up next before Blackhawks hockey. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Can I make a recommendation?
Always.
To the folks at the United Center. Maybe open up all the gates. Took like 45 minutes to get out, and there was a lady who wouldn't let me in. This lady wasn't happy.
Well, you wouldn't be happy if you got cut off, too.
Okay, you got out of the parking lot. 3 seconds before me. I was up that lady's tuchus on the way out, and I just had to make a point.
Road rage.
It wasn't road rage. It was parking lot etiquette.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I remember that night as if it was yesterday. Okay, you feel like a packed in piece of sausage in a casing. You're trying to get out of this parking lot, and this lady won't let me in. So I'm like, all right, here we go. Right, her sensors were going off because mine were going off. You couldn't get a piece of cheese between the bumpers. Let's just leave it at that. 312-981. Yes, Steve. I know it made me feel good.
Yes.
Yes.
He likes to beep his horn to people, and I.
Well, I
don't like when he peeps his horn.
We got a guy in the middle lane, Steve.
I understand.
Turning left.
I get it.
Turning left. You want to turn left, get in the left lane.
Let me mention, my sister texted me and told me that I sound curt today.
The hell's that mean?
That means I don't know what I know
means
what it
like
means.
You're short. Like yeah. You're short-tempered today.
Yeah. But I'm not. No. And I just had pizza, so I'm fine.
I'll tell your sister
that's fine before.
You know, they're doing the best of the 90s over on B96. So 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We're going to go around the horn here real quick. I love your show, but... Oh, here. A listener with the gentleman with the door. Real quick, I want to put this. Hi, love your show. A listener regarding retrofitted doors, etc., due to recent disability. Can't they apply? This is true. They can apply for the State of Illinois Home Modification Program. Access Disability... was on your show. Access was on to talk about. So go to access.com. There are grants available. Thank you for pointing that out, 309. So the person that was having the disability challenges, there are grants. So go to access.com to learn more about that. We're going to go around the horn here. Ray, you start. Attorney Ray Kaplan, fully fed,
yes,
fueled up here.
Much better.
90 seconds to say goodbye, my friend.
Okay, so... I don't want people to freak out right now because everybody's getting the statements from their servicers, and most of the time the amount on there that they're asking you to pay is much higher than what you actually have to pay, but you have to be enrolled in the right payment plan. So you may be getting a statement showing, hey, your current payment is coming up and it's $3,000 due in 24 hours or 48 hours. Don't panic, because we can always get you statutory forbearance, enroll you in a payment plan, bring that payment way, way down, sometimes even to $0 a month, depending, and then hopefully get you on track for some kind of loan forgiveness. So don't panic, even if you're getting huge bills from your servicer. If your loans are in forbearance and you're not sure what to do, give us a call, because you want to be strategic about applying for loan forgiveness and making sure that these months might count on that track to loan forgiveness. And I would say the key is just to be strategic about your federal student loans, your private student loans, when to consolidate, when to refinance. All of these things have major implications, major financial implications, and we can help you unravel all of it, because it's kind of a complicated landscape to navigate.
Don't freak out. Call Ray at
312-294-8989 or raykaplan.com or financialrelief.com.
Sergio, say goodbye, my friend.
Well, thanks again for having me on the show, David. But I just want to talk about a little thing that you said earlier about people with the credit card debt. You said about 40% are maxed out on their credit card debt.
Yep,
right?
2 out of 5, 37%.
So money impacts everybody, right? So if you're getting stressed out about your financial situation, give us a call. There's many things that we can do to be able to help you out in your unique situation with all these different loan products and deposit products that can help you out. Don't lose sleep over it. You know, it can impact your health and stress. So please give us a call at 888-741-3344.
All right, Adam, here you go. This is your moment to shine. Oh, your boy. Entire business depends on the next 90 seconds. No pressure. Your two kids, 4 and 6, wife and mother-in-law who loves the show. So tee it up there. Go.
So firstly, thank you guys so much. This was a blast. So coming into winter, go ahead and get your garage floors coated and your basements done, and super easy to clean out in the spring. You can find us at integrityconcretecoatings.com, or you can call us 815-220-5015 and talk to one of our awesome girls in the shop, and they'll get your information, and we'll come out and give you a quote.
Young ladies, probably your wife's going to correct you when you get home. I just want to let you do that.
I apologize. I should have picked up on all that. Here.
Friday night, Saturday night, you've already screwed up. So I might want to get some flowers on the way home to get yourself out of that hole, you dog. Stephen A. Leahy, you want to say goodbye to your sister?
I do want to say goodbye to my sister. Goodbye, sister. Core. I also want to point out that if you own a business, now last week I got a bunch of people signed up for my email newsletter. It's a free email newsletter. Go to fightbacknow.com and sign up for the email newsletter. We also talked about the beneficial ownership interest report last week, and I got a lot of feedback because people panicking about this.
You should.
That they have this report that's due if you own a business that's coming due by the end of the year, and that if you don't do it, there's a $500 a day possible penalty. So if that's something that maybe piques your interest and you want more information, you should probably call me. 312-664-6649.
All right. We only have 3 minutes left, so in a minute, if you could answer this seriously. We had a caller call in. Well, I guess he wouldn't be a caller if he didn't call in. So a caller asked the question and then hung up for some reason. Inherited property, wanted to know about his tax ramifications liability on inherited property. What's the rule on that?
Generally, you take the property at the value, and it is the day that you get it. So there is no tax value. I mean, ramifications.
Really?
Generally, yes.
So if you were left with a collection of high valued watches that were $100,000 or $50,000, there'd be no tax liability
or property. Right? If someone left you property and their basis, right, what they bought it for was $25,000, and now that house is worth $200,000.
Yeah.
Right? If you take that house when they pass, you take it at $200,000. And if you sell it for $200,000, there's no tax liability.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're trying to change that too, but
I'm sure they are.
I hope they don't. They shouldn't.
No. I'm sure they are. Wow, that's I did not know that.
Yeah.
All right, Blackhawks hockey pregame coming up next with Charlie. Hang on, Charlie. Rahm Eliotis. Killed it. Rahm Eliotis. I just got to say it 700 times. Rahm Eliotis. Coming up with Blackhawks hockey next. Want to thank you for listening to our late show. Next week's show, I believe, is at its regular scheduled time. I believe there's a 2:30 football game, so we should be good for next week.
I won't be here.
Good, because I can't take you any more than 2 weeks in a row. And I got text, is Stephen and Lee coming next week? And we said, no, they're great, we'll listen. So if you need help with the mortgage, housing, any type of credit questions, just give us a call, 855-563-2843, or visit our website, 56david.com. Learn something new today in the last minute, that you can buy a home while currently in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. I was not aware of that. So my crackpot staff, underwriting team, I sent a text to during our drive down. Steve was there, and I got the answer. I thought you had to wait until the discharge of a 13, 1 year after the discharge or 2 years after Chapter 7, but we can do it as long as we get the judge to agree to it, a judge approval, and you have to go through a manual underwrite. Well, yes.
One other thing is that you can also get your mortgage refinanced during a Chapter 13, and also sometimes that'll help you pay off the Chapter 13 plan and get out of it faster.
Yes, you could go up to 80% cash out if you have enough equity in your home, you could use an FHA loan to pay off your 13
right,
to expedite the healing of your credit and your future credit future, right? Your future credit future doesn't make any sense. All right. Charlie, Rahm Eliotis coming up next with Blackhawks pregame. Go Hawks. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next weekend at our regular time. Go Hawks!
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. Sergio Rodriguez from KCT Credit Union. Adam Katz from Integrity Concrete Coatings. And Mr. Floor Igor Morak. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.